The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away, Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Vermont Field and Sports for all your sports and hunting needs, and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury. McIntyre Services of Middlebury on Court Street and Exchange Street. McIntyre Services, keeping friends warm for over 70 years. Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car care needs and more. See them online at mikesautomidd.com. That's mikesautomid.com. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon. For all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon. Monument Farms of Weybridge. For local, fresh milk from their farm to your local store. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury. Your local True Value Hardware store and more. J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete. Always ready to mix and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363. Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromatch. 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury with a drop-off location in Vergennes. Dedeker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Route 7 South in Middlebury. Find new roads. Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Streets, downtown Middlebury, and at autumngoldjewelry.com. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, and Hinesburg, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury. Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. They have parts for the car, truck, boat, and even the 18-wheelers. Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury. Looking for a new home? Visit ChamplainValleyProperty.com and see their videos on their YouTube channel at Champlain Valley Properties VT. Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Community College of Vermont, where high school students can earn free and transferable college credits at any of their college's 12 campuses, or online at GoToCollegeVT.org. Countryside Carpet and Paint of Middlebury, your one stop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way. County Tire Center on Seymour Street in Middlebury, your trusted source for all your automotive and tire needs. County Tire Center, 802-388-7620 or at countytirecenter.com. Brandon RV on Route 7 in Pittsford. Let them keep you in the sun all year long with a quality RV and at prices lower than any other dealer in the U.S. or Canada. Lathrop Forest Products, with over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont, they have the skills and capability to consistently harvest timber. And Addison County Home Health and Hospice, providing quality home care to the residents of Addison County since 1968, on Route 7 in New Haven. And now, let's go to the field. And with the call of today's game, it's Bjarke Sears and Bruce Seaman on 92.1 WVTK.
One of the challenges of broadcasting a football season as the year goes on is figuring out what stories to tell as time goes along. What are the things that are emerging? What are fading? What are the things that people at home really need to focus on? Well, this year, the 2017 Tiger football season, it has been the easiest year of my 8 years of broadcasting to come up with stories week by week, because this year, every single week has loomed in great importance. Several weeks ago, it was the Tigers are growing, they're doing better. How are they going to look tonight? And an amazing win at Rutland, one of the best games we've called in a long time. And then last week, the Tigers came out against the Division II leaders, Byrne Burton, and Byrne Burton absolutely throttled them all over the field. The Tigers themselves would admit that. But tonight, coming in at 3-3, going into week 7 of the regular season, the Tigers face an important challenge, an opportunity to jump up in the QPR, or a chance to slip almost out of playoff contention. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's game on 92.1 WVTK. I'm Bjarke Sears. Bruce Seaman will be joining me here quickly, and we are excited to bring you all the week 7 action as the Middlebury Tigers are away up at Burlington. At Burlington High School to take on the Seahorses. We're going to bring you all the action. We'll be back with all the pregame. You're listening to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Make sure your bow is tuned up and ready for the hunt. Stop in to Vermont Field Sports and have Tim tune your bow for that shot you've been scouting for. And don't forget to check out the new PSE and Parker bows and crossbows. You've been waiting all year for this one chance at the perfect shot. Don't miss out. With 30 years experience, the staff at Vermont Field Sports can answer all of your questions. Vermont Field Sports, located at 1458 Route 7 South in Middlebury. Or find us on Facebook at Vermont Field Sports.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera and Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back with pregame here on 92.1 WVTK, joined by Bruce Eamon, who just came rolling in. That Route 7 could be a bear. We are up at an away game. We are up at Burlington. It's getting dark outside. The lights are blazing here over Burlington High School here at Buckhard Field. And joined by Bruce. Bruce, welcome to week 7, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bjarke, you know, it's really exciting to see how the Tigers bounce back. They had a tough week last week, a 36-7 loss to Burr and Burton, a game that admittedly they didn't play very well. We've seen flashes of what they're capable this year, and this is really a very, very important game. Of course, the season is nearing an end, the regular season, the playoff seedings are going to eventually take shape, and this is a pretty important game tonight.
It's incredibly important, especially considering who the Tigers are playing. The way the QPR works, the way that they figure out the standings, is that you get points for wins, but you also get points for the wins you've gotten against people based on how many wins they have gotten. So right now in the QPR, Middlebury sits tied for sixth, or tied for seventh, depending on how you want to look at it, with CVU, who they play next week. Colchester is lurking behind at 2-4, South Burlington 2-4, and Rutland 2-4. Now, the trick here is, if Middlebury beats Burlington, that would be a huge jump in the standings. Burlington at 6-0, Middlebury would get points for every one of those victories that Burlington has had. However, if they don't win, they don't get anything. Burley did get some points for beating Middlebury, but not as much as it would be if it went the other way. So for Middlebury, in terms of their playoff seeding, sitting at 6-7, needing to be in that top eight, they're going to have to win. But seedings aside, Middlebury needs to come out and play a solid football game all the way around. We haven't quite seen that solid game in a little while.
No, you're right, Bjarke. We really haven't. One of the big challenges for the Tigers this entire season has been turnovers. They've had a couple of huge fumbles and interceptions at times where they're really driving down the field. And if they do that tonight, they will not win this game. So we're hoping that the coaching staff probably talked to them this week. It's one of the things that they worked on. You and I talking about this week, this past week, that I would not be shocked if that was one of the primary things that the coaching staff talked about this week. It was a big factor in last week's game, too. He had a couple of fumbles, a couple of interceptions. They've got to keep their hands on the ball.
No, they absolutely do. That's, I mean, this has been a team that has been more undisciplined than Tigers teams typically are. Penalties, you know, to be fair to them, haven't been that much of an issue, especially recently. But it's that ball possession. It's not giving the ball over easily to the other team. Burton several times got the ball in their own side of the field. You can't give Burton the ball on their side of the field. You can't give Burlington, the 6-0 Seahorses, with athletes and fast skill position players all over the field, you can't give them the ball on that side of the field. Ball security is going to be one of the real issues of the Tigers. But then, getting after the quarterback, covering receivers, that's going to be an issue too.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, last week, one of the things that we saw in the loss against Burton, we had the stopwatch in the press box, and that quarterback was getting the ball off in 1.2 seconds. They don't do that in the NFL. They don't get through the line in 1.2 seconds or get it off in 1.2 seconds. Again, there's got to be some pressure on the quarterback. There's got to be some penetration by the defensive line in there, because if you don't do that, you give the quarterback time to get set up. We talked about that last week, too, giving the quarterback time to get into a rhythm, time to get a sustained drive, and that's one thing they can't let Burlington do.
And it's interesting, you know, we try to highlight every week the, you know, important kind of keys to the game. And those keys to the game are going to be similar as they've been. Can you win at the point of attack? Can you get and put some pressure, enough pressure on the quarterback that you don't have to cover receivers for that long? And on the other side, can you win those holes? There was a point last week, I know, where a coach asked one of the interior offensive linemen, he said, hey, can we run inside? And the kid just looked at him. This is a senior. This is somebody's experience. He just goes, no. Okay? You can't get to that point. You need to be able to run inside if you're the Tigers. You need to be able to work it. They need to do that. But we're going to step aside for a moment. We're going to come back with the starting lineups and last thoughts as we tick off down towards kickoff here on 92.1 WVTK.
Middlebury Snowbowl's season pass sale is going on now. And with the money you save, you could actually get a birthday card for your mom this year.
Hey, got your card.
Oh, my birthday's not until May.
Oops.
You could finally get that long overdue oil change for your car. And host dinner parties for your friends. Even if it's just the cool ones. Either way, save now by purchasing your Middlebury Snowball Season Pass before November 30th. And with your pass, you'll get access to over 500 acres of terrain, including 17 trails, 8 glades, and hundreds of acres of wooded skiing and riding, easily accessed directly from a lift. And continued free use of their Sun Kit conveyor.
Middlebury Snow Bowl, right on the mountain, Route 125 in Hancock, MiddleburySnowBowl.com. Call 802-443-SNOW, 802-443-7669.
Here are just a few reasons why Vermont students choose Community College of Vermont.
Because I can get credit for what I know.
Because it's the least expensive college in Vermont.
Because I want to be a role model for my kids.
Because I want a career, not just a job.
Because I want diversity in the classroom.
Because I get one-on-one advising.
Because I wanted to go to school and work at the same time.
Because I want to avoid debt and stay close to family.
What's your reason? ccv.edu/register.
Hi, this is Brett Smith, CEO of One Credit Union. At One, we not only provide personal financial solutions, we also provide commercial solutions. Yet, we're not a bank. We're a not-for-profit cooperative owned by you, our members. That makes us a very competitive, truly local resource for our business community. At One Credit Union, we're here to help our business members. Together, we're one.
Hi, I'm Daryl Wish. I'm from The Next Chapter and a proud member of One Credit Union since 2011. As a seasoned landlord and commercial real estate owner, my husband and I have had a lot of experience working with banks. Banks are often difficult and often impersonal. We had a great experience financing our home at One Credit Union, so we decided to move many of our commercial real estate holdings into One Credit Union. Union. They are a pleasure to work with. We're proud to be members of One Credit Union, members and owners. Check them out at onecu.org. That's onecu.org. Together, we are one.
One Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance and a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back and waiting and counting down to kickoff here on week 7 of the Tigers regular season. Tigers on the road up at Buckhard Field in Burlington to take on the 6-0 Burlington Seahorses. The Tigers coming in with a record of 3-3, an up and down season for the Tigers so far, hoping to get that upswing going back again tonight. Now Bruce is going to give us the starters for the Middlebury Tiger offense.
All right, thanks, Bjarke. So here are the starting lineups for the visiting Tigers. The split end, number 37, Jack Donahue at left tackle, number 76, senior Jack Detman. Left guard, number 79, junior Spencer Cataray. At center, number 67, senior Yaro Pereira. The right guard, number 75, senior Brian Foote. The right tackle, number 53, senior Carter Leggett. And the split end, the right split end, number 22, junior Zach Dunn. The left tight end, number 89, junior Wyatt Cameron. We've talked about him a lot this year. The right tight end, number 89, senior Skyler Devlin. And at quarterback, number 3, senior Cody Pominville. In terms of the running game, the left halfback, number 30, senior Lane Sheldrick. The fullback, number 36, senior Tyler Hunt. And the right halfback, senior number 2, Paul Deering.
And so those are the Tigers. Of course, the Tigers are coached by Coach Dennis Smith, assisted by John Neuseeder and Jed Malcolm. For the Burlington Seahorses, we do not have starters per se. We do have a couple players that we are going to watch out for. We had couple numbered there, but we'll go with this. We do know a name you're going to hear a lot tonight is going to be Kevin Garrison, the senior running back. He'll be number 2. He's going to be featured. Quarterback Gunnar Bierbaum will be high on that list as well, somebody you're going to hear a lot about tonight. And Burlington is a team that has really outpaced its opponents substantially this year. They have scored 179 points. They have allowed 90. If you compare that to the Tigers have scored 119 and allowed 141. So substantial difference there. For the Burlington Seahorses, they are 6-0. None of those games have been particularly close, although last week they did allow the Cougars of Mount Mansfield to get back in the game before finally putting it away. The week before, they handled CVU well. Brattleboro before that was a blowout. South Burlington before that was even more of a blowout. Rice was close and Burn Burton were close at the beginning of the season. But Burlington, 6-0, you know, I think if there's going to be hope for the Tigers a little bit, well, one place of hope would be if Burlington hasn't faced adversity, could the Tigers come out and give them a little?
Well, absolutely. I mean, again, I'm sure that the Tigers have had this game circled on their calendar all year long. I mean, this team last year, for example, Garrison, 2 sports star last year, he ran for 22 touchdowns, 1,529 yards. That's someone, if you want to be the best, you want to play against the best, that's someone that they're going to have circled on their calendar. So again, the adversity factor, the fact that you don't want to look past anybody, you never know what can happen. That's why you play the game.
No, it is. Absolutely. And so for tonight, for those Tigers, they're going to have to bring their A game for sure. Burlington is going to as well. I think, you know, if there's a chance that somebody looks past anyone, I think there's a chance the Seahorses are looking a little past the Tigers, looking at 3-3, just having been clobbered by Burn Burton. One thing that does kind of prevent that, I think, a little bit is Middlebury's history. I think that everybody in the state is aware of in the last decade how Middlebury and Hartford in particular have really been kind of at the top of Division One, and I think people are aware of that, and so they get up for a game against a Middlebury or a Hartford, maybe a little different way than they might against a team that they maybe don't think of as much. So I think Middlebury, you know, doesn't get as much of that bump from being overlooked. And certainly, you know, Burlington's going to want to keep that undefeated record as they head down to Rutland next week. So we'll see. We'll see how this turns out, certainly. But it's going to be an exciting game for these Tigers, an exciting game for Burlington. Any last-minute thoughts here before we step aside for a moment?
Well, you know, Bjarke, one of the things that you said earlier in the pregame that I thought that was really interesting is what a season this has been in terms of ups and downs. Really, as we've looked forward to the games and as you and I have talked during the week about what we're going to talk about and what the game looks like,
sure.
You know, we had talked earlier this week which Middlebury team is going to show up, the team that really had a lot of trouble last week against Burton, and they moved up and down the field literally at will.
Yep.
Or the team that shocked Rutland the week before, 28-27 in overtime, in a game that was really, for me, a huge gut check this season. I'm excited for this game because I think they're going to do very well.
It's going to be great. We're going to step aside. We'll be back with opening kickoff. It's the Tigers versus Seahorses, 92.1 WVTK.
Come on up. Come on down. Just come on over. It's October, and we're ready to serve you with your winter needs at Vermont Truck Center. 4x4s, SUVs, big trucks, little trucks, and we got tires. Let us assess your vehicle and see if it's ready for winter, and if it's not, let us help you upgrade. Here's how we do it. You come in, we evaluate your vehicle, and then we help you transition into the winter season fully prepared, whether it's new to your vehicle or service provided by our technicians. At Vermont Truck Center, we love our customers, and we love seeing our extended family burn gas right over the curb. That's right. Come on up. Come on down. Just come on over. We have guaranteed credit approval. Ask me, Albert, how to get her done by calling me, Albert, at 866-433-0788. 866-433-0788. We're 14 Main Street in Virginia. View our inventory at VermontTruckCenter.com. Like us on Facebook or just come on up. Come on down. Just come on over.
McIntyre Services, with two locations, has been serving Addison County residents for over 70 years. They sell home heating fuel, diesel fuel, and gasoline at 213 Exchange Street and at 49 Court Street, both in Middlebury. At McIntyre Services, Sunoco is their brand, and they encourage you to apply for the Sunoco Rewards Card, where you can save 5 cents on every gallon of gas or diesel right at the pump. McIntyre Services in Middlebury, making friends warm for over 70 years.
The MUHS Tigers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, with a rousing rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner, 8... Burlington fans, we're ready to go here in Week 7 up in Buckhart Field in Burlington as the Middlebury Tigers get set to take on the home Burlington Seahorses. The Middlebury Tigers are coming in with a record of 3-3, having lost their last game in substantial fashion, but having won the game before against Rutland in a tight squeaker of an exciting game. These Tigers have been resilient all year long, and we're hoping to see that resilience continue tonight as they take on the 6-0 Seahorses. And here come the Seahorses, set to return. The Tigers will be kicking away, not usually their preferred method, but that's what they're going to be doing here. Usually the Tigers will prefer to take the ball for the second half, but... they will get it. I'm sorry, they'll get it for the second half. All right, and they're set up from the 40, ready to kick away to the Seahorses. Two returners down at the 10, waiting for the kick away.
Back to kick for Middlebury is number 27, Finn Fernandez.
And Finn Fernandez setting up to kick it away from the 40. Seahorses ready to return.
Seahorses number 11, Ryan Mitchell, and number 2, Kevin Garrison.
And they're set up, Kevin Garrison and Ryan Mitchell waiting to return it. And here they come. Waiting up, his man gets it about the 14, comes right at the middle, tries for the left sideline, able to avoid a tackle, get on that left side, and this is not going to start out well for the Tigers. They've got Jack Donahue in pursuit, he gets him at the 15, at the 10, well, 5, he gets pushed out of bounds there by Paul Deering at about the 4-yard line. That was not a way to start for the Middlebury Tigers.
No, absolutely not. He got the ball and ran right down the left sideline, and thank goodness for Paul Deering knocking him out of bounds at it looks like about... the 4-yard line.
That was about an 82-yard return, it looked like, on that return.
And it looks like the ball is spotted at the Middlebury 4-yard line. So 12 seconds into the game, the Seahorses already threatening with the ball on the 4-yard line.
And it is going to be the Seahorses coming up to the line. They are going to have Gunnar Bierbaum at quarterback. It looks like he's going to be up under center. Two men in the backfield. And an offset eye. to one receiver on one side, two receivers on the right, and we're going to have a flag come in before this first offensive play. And that is going to be a false start against Burlington, so even though they have fantastic field position, they are going to be backed up a little bit here.
So again, 12 seconds into the game with Burlington getting ready to take their first offensive snap. The Middlebury defense is going to have to come up pretty big here again. But wouldn't this be nice if they could keep points off the board here?
Absolutely. It is going to be Beerbaum up under center. He's got two running backs. It is going to be a flip out to Garrison, trying into that right side. He's got a pretty big hole over on that right side. He's headed over to the pylon, and he walks in. That didn't take long for the Burlington Seahorses.
Yeah, credit the Seahorses' offensive line there. They gave him enough time to run around to the right side, taking it into the end zone. And 17 seconds into the first quarter, 6-0 Seahorses.
Well, one thing that we hoped was that the Tigers would be able to come out. Burlington has not been in tough positions too much this year, that they could come out and maybe get a little bit ahead of them, put them in a little spot where they get tight. Right now, it's going to be the Tigers. After looking at last week's game, they're going to have to keep their heads up. Cedar leadership's going to have to prevail here and keep them and stay calm. And remember, you have an entire football game left to go.
Oh, absolutely. You got a lot of time left. But again, when they get the ball back, they're going to have to get something going. At least get a sustained drive to at least generate some positive momentum.
That kick was wide on the extra point. It is 6-0 Middlebury over the Tigers. Burlington over the Tigers on 92.1 WVTK.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back at Buckhart Field, where the Middlebury Tigers have fallen behind the Burlington Seahorses. And now on the kick return, it's being returned by Tyler Buxton. He drops the ball at the 28-yard line. This is where it's going to go over Burlington. Looks like they are going to have the ball again here. So the Tigers, who already had a major problem in that long kickoff return and then the single run for the touchdown, are now facing having Burlington with possession of the ball again deep in Tiger territory. Burlington's going to have a first and 10 from the Tiger 28. And now this time it's the shotgun for Beerbaum. It is Beerbaum in the shotgun. He's looking back. He's getting pursued, but he's moving forward on the left. Nice job there by the Tiger defensive line to come up and put some pressure on. That was Yaro Pereira coming up there and getting involved, and Skylar Devlin able to bring him down. So that's going to be a loss of a few yards there on that possession. It is going to be a loss of three. It's going to be second and 13. 11 minutes left to go in this first quarter. Burlington leading 6-0, solidly in Tigers territory. It is Beerbaum back. He's going to be under center with an eye formation behind him, two running backs. And this time he's going to swing it out to Garrison. Trying that right hole, finds that same hole he found on the touchdown run, but this time gets tracked down by some linebackers and defensive backs. That's going to be a gain of about 8. Blade Sheldrick on that tackle for the Tigers. Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK, brought to you in part by Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold on Main Street, downtown Middlebury, and at autumngoldjewelry.com. Looking at a 3rd and 7 here for the Seahorses. They're lined up. It is Beerbohm taking the ball from the shotgun. He's looking to pass. He's got a man open on the right sideline, but he goes off his hands. Good for the Tigers there. It's going to be 4th and 7 from the Middlebury 25. We'll see what Burlington decides to do here. It would be an awfully long kick for any Vermont high school kicker. We would expect to see them go for it here on this 4th down play. And sure enough, they will. They've got Beerbohm back in the shotgun with a single back. Garrison next to him. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. He drops back. He's looking downfield to his left. Able to cut upfield as the Tigers went flying past him, and now he's being pursued. He throws the ball up wildly into the air, and that's going to be a turnover. Nice job for the Tigers, living to survive after having given the ball over in very bad field position. It worked out for them in this case. And the Tigers are going to take over at their own 25. And here come the Tigers, setting up from their own 25. It is the Tigers in their regular three running back position. It is going to be Pominville handing it off up the middle, as it is Deering trying to try the middle of that. He's going to have no gain on that run. So the Middlebury Tigers, 9:56 left to go in the first quarter. It is 2nd and 10 for the Tigers from their own 25. The Tigers are trailing 6-0 to the Burlington Seahorses on this 7th week of the Tiger regular season. Pominville's under center. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. One coming across behind him. He's going to try up the middle with Tyler Hutt. A little bit of a gain there on that second down plunge. And it will be a gain of about 2 yards or so on that carry for Tyler Hutt. So for the Tigers, facing a 3rd and 8, 3rd down is a place where they really could stand to convert here. They've had some trouble over the last couple weeks. It'd be nice to see them do something here. They've got one running back, one wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Three running backs. Pominville dropping back, looking downfield. There's it up. He's got a man wide open. And he just drops it. It fell. It was in the hands of Zach Dunn going down the field there. Really wide open. If he'd been able to catch that and then get into stride, he might have had a chance to make a lot happen there. But he was unable to convert that. So they are going to be punting away here. Tigers with a good opportunity there, unable to put it together. But right now, even though they've been living dangerously, it's only a 6-0 game. Tigers could punt this away, get some good field position, play some good defense like they did on that last drive. This game certainly is less scary than it appeared after that first couple plays. And we're waiting here for the punt. Looks like Wyatt Cameron ready to punt this thing away. It goes up to him. He puts his boot under it. Decent little punt. Looks like it's going to get down. Bounce the 40. Coming down to the 35. To the 33. That's where the Burlington Seahorses are going to take over on their next possession. Middlebury Tiger football is brought to you in part by the National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, and Hinesburg, and online at nbvt.com. And by LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury. And here come the Seahorses coming up to the line. So far tonight, the scoring has been done by Garrison. After a long kick return, Garrison was able to run one in. And now he's waiting again. Now we have the shotgun for Beerbohm. Beerbohm's going to hand it to Garrison, working on that left side. And Skyler Devlin almost brings him down, but's unable to. He cuts back to the right, moves upfield. And what a job saving that run for Garrison. Looked like it was going to be no gain. Turned into a gain of about 8.
Gains good first down yardage to be taken down by number 30.
And it is going to be 2nd down and about 3 here for the Burlington Seahorses, leading 6-0 with 8:23 left to go in the first quarter at their home of Buckhart Field up in the north end of Burlington. Right now, they have heavily featured, as expected. They have featured their running back, Kevin Garrison, who's had an outstanding year and an outstanding couple years he's building on. Right now, it's Beerbohm under center. He's got two running backs behind him. They go to the fullback this time, plowing forward for a nice gain as far as fullbacks go. That's going to be a gain of about maybe 7 on that one for number 44. That's Manny Dodson with a nice-looking carry there.
Middlebury for a 6-yard gain.
We'll give him six on there. It's going to be first and 10 for the Seahorses. Seahorses coming up to the line at their own, a little shy of their own 48-yard line. One wide receiver off to the left, none to the right, two backs, and an offset eye behind the quarterback. Ed Bierbaum has it. He hands it to Garrison up the middle. Some nifty, shifty work with his hips there. Able to avoid a tackler, get up into the second level, and pick up about 6 yards on that carry. Cam Devlin on the stop for the Tigers. It's going to be got about halfway to a first down to Garrison, maybe six. It's going to be second and a long four coming up for the Seahorses. Right now for the Tigers, who were able to stand strong on that previous drive, it'd be nice to see them do something here. This could be a nice play. Right now, Bierbaum is back in the long shotgun with Garrison next to him. He's got three receivers to the left, one to the right. He's dropping back. He's looking over to his left, able to swing it out, but not able to swing it out enough. Put it too high over Garrison's head, and it fell incomplete. It's going to be third and five coming up for the Seahorses right about midfield, just a couple yards shy on their end. Beautiful night for football tonight. Not really chilly, not really warm. Kind of a nice in-between when you're wearing pads and a helmet. Doesn't look like any rain's in the offing. Lights are blazing across the field. Just a really perfect night for football. And I must say, it's been a perfect year for football. Every one of these games has featured really nice weather. And right now, for this important third and five from about midfield, it is Garrison in the backfield with his quarterback, Bierbaum. Bierbaum's got a couple options, but he goes to Garrison. Garrison tries the right side and brought down by the Tigers. Excellent work by the Tigers, including Jack Donahue and Tyler Hutt getting together on that tackle. So loss of a couple for Garrison. And they are going to, one would think, punt away. And sure enough, they are. They've got Garrison sitting back at the 35, waiting to send it off to the Tigers. It's going to be Buxton and Dunn waiting down at the 15-yard line or so. Well, no, take that back. They're advancing up to about the 25. Well, they'll be waiting for it. Snaps high for Garrison, and he's able to complete it. Nice-looking punt there as he sends it down. They're going to let it bounce, but it's not going to bounce in a Tiger way. Burlington's going to stay with it, and the ball is going to die at about the 2-yard line. So for the Tigers, they're going to have about 98 yards to go to make a touchdown. Tiger Football 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. They have parts for the car, truck, boat, and even 18-wheelers. And also by Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury. Looking for a new home? Visit ChamplainValleyProperty.com and see their videos on their YouTube channel at Champlain Valley Properties VT. And now for the Tigers, trailing 6-0 with 6:09 left to go in the first quarter on the road with about 98 yards to go to get a touchdown. It is Pominville under center, and he's going to go to Hutt, working the middle of that field, trying over on the right side, and he's going to gain a few on that first down run. He's going to get to about the 4-yard line, so we'll give Tyler a gain of 2 on that run. Tigers going to be looking at second and about 8. Well, they gave him only about 1, so it's going to be second and a short 9. That's why I wasn't able to see it was 1 or 2. It's a long way across the field from here. Here they come, set up again. It's going to be Cody. It is going to be under center. He's got his 3 running backs in the double wing. And no movement. Cody's going to take it. He's going to hand it to Tyler. He's going to try that right side again. He's got a gang of Seahorses around him. And maybe gains about 2 on that carry. So we're going to be looking at a third and about 6 here for the Tigers. Manny Dodson on that tackle for the Seahorses, and it is going to be 3rd and 6 from the Burlington 6-yard line. So it should be about the Burlington 7-yard line. Pominville under center with his 3 running backs. Tight end's down along the line. He's got a man in motion behind him, but he's going to try Paul Deering going over to the right side. Stacked up pretty immediately by Seahorses. Tigers are going to be punting in a very difficult spot. They're going to be punting from the end zone here after that no real gain there by Deering. And right now for the Tigers, they have not been particularly successful on the ground. They have run it 5 times. They have gained 8 yards so far. And right now, sure enough, it is going to be kicking from a difficult spot. Wyatt Cameron's going to be almost stepping on the back line there. They're going to have to be careful that nothing goes awry in this process. Here comes the snap. It's low, but he's able to get it. He's able to get the kick off, and it's bouncing. It goes to the 44, where it's being returned by Garrison, the dangerous runner. Whips, bobbing and weaving, shedding tacklers, coming over to this side, getting up to about the 28. So the Seahorses are going to have more phenomenal field position. So far, this is the third time they've had great field position deep in Tiger territory. They were able to convert for a touchdown the first time. The Tigers were able to hold them to no points the second time. We'll see what happens with the third. 4:04 left to go in the first quarter. BHS is leading the Tigers by a score of 6-0. BHS, first down from the Tiger 28. And the quarterback has it, gives it to the big fullback, who manages to bash through the line and get up into the second level before he's taken down by a group of Tigers. But a pretty good first down run there by number 44, Manny Dodson. He was able to gain about 5 yards on that carry. It's going to be second and 5 for the Seahorses from the Tiger 32. And right now it is Beerbohm under center. He's got two running backs in the backfield. And he's going to hand it up the middle to Dodson again. Dodson plowing forward, gaining about 3 yards on that carry. He's going to be looking at a 3rd and 2 from the Tigers 21. Right now, Burlington seems content to kind of try that middle with the big guy. If you're getting that 4 yards a pop, you might as well. Tiger football is brought to you in part by Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories on Route 7 South in Middlebury. And coming up, it's 3rd and 2 for the Seahorses from the Tigers 21. Burlington's leading 6-0 as the first period's rolling along. Garrison gets the pitch out. Over on the right side, Lane Sheldrick with a fantastic tackle. Able to drop him for a loss of about 7. It's going to be 4th and 9 coming up for Burlington. It's a long way for a field goal. One would expect to see them go for it. Nice job there by Lane coming up and putting an end to that. The last two runs by Garrison have been losses. And with it, 4th and a long 8. Right now they have 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right, an empty backfield. And he's running out. Beerbohm is, has a man open, did not collect it. That was no good. And so for the second time, the Tigers have had the Seahorses take over deep in their territory and be able to hold them. So nice work by the Tigers. Right now, Burlington not just connecting. They're just not connecting on a few of these things. It's enough to keep the Tigers right now in the game. They've been living dangerously, but right now they have to like, comparatively, where they are. And here come the Tigers up to the line. Cody Pominville leading his gang out on the field. They are trailing 6-0, which I think they'll be happy with at this point. 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left, just Tyler Hutt in the backfield. Tyler's going up the middle. Nice hole there opened up by him, and good powerful work coming up the middle. That's going to be a gain of about 7 yards for Tyler Hutt.
Correction, 6 yards. It'll be second and short 4.
So it'll be 2nd down and short 4, long 3 coming up here for the Middlebury Tigers, trailing 0-6 from their 34-yard line. It's 1:53 left in the first quarter. 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left, 1 running back in the backfield. Lane Sheldrick moving from the left to the right. This time they're going to try Tyler Hutt again. It looks like he's going to be a little bit shy of the sticks. It's a little hard to tell from my angle here. We'll see. Yeah, looks like the officials. Oh, it's going to be close. Yeah, they are going to see if they measure it here. Nope, it's going to be a 1st down. Nice job on that game. And it's going to be 1st down for the Tigers from their own 38-yard line. Here come the Tigers up to the line. They have 2 receivers left, 1 to the right, 2 running backs in the backfield. And where a flag flies on this play, let's see what the call is. And it is going to be offsides against the Seahorses. That's certainly going to help the Tigers. And the Tigers right now, all these small things are adding up for them, certainly. So that's going to be measured out 5 yards against them. It's going to be a first and five coming up for the Tigers from their own 43-yard line. Right now the Tigers have one receiver to the right, two to the left, two running backs. And Pominville is going to keep it himself, trying the right side. Might get a little bit of space. It does. Slamming forward just some people. Nice run there. Gritty running by Cody Pominville. Able to pick up 6 yards. Cody, not a huge runner, not a huge human being, comes in listed at 6 foot 160, really able to put his pads down there, keep his legs churning, and get a nice gain. Cody's really stepped up in the leadership department. That game against Rutland certainly was one he will always remember. And the Middlebury Tigers are right on the 50-yard line for their first and 10. Pominville under center. He's got a couple running backs. He's going to keep it himself and try the right side. Able to get through a hole. Gets thrown down after a 4-yard gain. He's able to make something out of what looked like not a whole lot at first. Right now, the Tigers are starting to move the ball. It's going to be second and about 6 yards, maybe a long five, coming up. They're now in the Burlington side of the field. Remember, Tigers are trailing only, given the craziness that's occurred, they're trailing only 6-0. Cody Pominville comes up under center. He's got two to the left, now three to the left, one to the right, one running back, Tyler Hutt, in the backfield. Pominville has it. He hands it to Hutt. Huge hole up the middle. Bounces it to the outside. He's at the 30. He's at 20. Truck sticks a man at the 20-yard line. Gets down to the 16 for the 17. Great run there by Tyler. And a 29-yard run. They call it 27. We'll take that 27-yard run. Tigers are coming up first and 10. Excellent run by Tyler Hutt. Remember, Tyler was our J.P. Carrera Player of the Game last week. Ran hard and played great defense against the Burton Bulldogs. Here comes Cody Pominville under center. Pominville has it. He hits it to Sheldrick. Trying the right side. Gets free. Gets open. Able to leave a blocker. Get down there. Gets out at about the 4-yard line. Some shifty work there. And a nice 14-yard gain. That's the end of the first quarter. Middlebury in danger, endangering the Seahorses right now, but trailing 6-0 on 92.1 WVTK.
The cold weather and snow is coming, and time to get that vehicle ready for winter. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
After a crazy first quarter where Burlington had the ball deep in Middlebury territory several times, it's the Tigers looking to get on the board, at least tie up the game. They are going to, however, have a motion penalty against them on this play. It was first and goal from the 4, but two running backs moved at the same time, it looked like, and that is going to cause the Tigers to lose a few yards. However, the Tigers, considering everything that's gone on, really are in fantastic position right now. The game started with an 80-yard kick return that then followed by a touchdown run, and the Seahorses were immediately in control of the game. Then on the next kick return, the Tigers fumbled it. Burlington took over deep in Tiger territory, were unable to do anything with it. And then several possessions later, the Tigers also held them to 4 downs and then giving over the ball. So the Tigers, realistically, could be in a lot worse shape than this, considering it's first and goal from the 9. Tigers are only trailing 6-0. Pominville under center, two receivers to the left, one to the right, one in the backfield for them. And that's Tyler Hutt bashing up the field, gets tripped up by a shoelace, but not before he gets a nice gain there. He goes from the 9 to the 3-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 6 on that. It's going to be second goal from the 3. Tigers have 2 to the left. Oh, no, Lane Sheldrick comes back in to be a running back. So it's 1 to the left, 1 to the right, and 3 running backs for the Tigers. It is Palmerville has it. He is going to hand it off to Hunt, who's busted up, and he's going to get dropped at the 1, well, maybe like the 1-foot line. He's not going to be far away. So it is going to be third down, basically at the goal line here for the Middlebury Tigers. As they look over, they're getting their direction from the coaching staff over on the far side of the field. Right now for the Tigers, they punch this thing in. They have to feel good about where they are, considering how the night has gone so far for them. It's Palmerville under center with 1 to the left, 1 to the right. And it is Tyler Hunt bashing his way up the middle for a 1-yard touchdown run. Tigers have relied heavily on Tyler Hunt tonight, just as they did last week. It's nice to see them doing that. This is Tiger football and their personality. Bang up the middle, and then the offense comes from there. Very often this year, things have been all working on the outside. It's been nice to see them go back to some of their tradition. And right now, it is Jack Donahue. We won't say what his extra point rating is right now, but we will after the kick. Right now, Jack's waiting for it at the 10-yard line. It's down. Jack approaches it. He is no good. His first miss of the season, 6-6. Tigers and Seahorses on 92.1 WVTK.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
The next time you're doing cleaning, gather together your old gold and silver jewelry, coins, or even flatware and make some money. Martin's Coins and Jewelry buys, sells, and does appraisals on all coins, paper money, jewelry, gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, and watches. If it's just sitting there collecting dust, flatware you don't use anymore, gold jewelry you'll never wear again, at Martin's, they often offer double the amount of local jewelers. Call John Martin today, 800-650-2646. Martin'sCoins.com.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back. The Middlebury Tigers and the Seahorses are tied 6-6. It's the Seahorses on the kick return. Look a little discombobulated as the Tigers kicked it away. And Burlington's going to be taking over. Pretty bad field position for them. Looks like they're going to be at about the 15. And here they are coming out. Burlington right now has to feel like they've let some get away. They've been in deep in Tigers territory several times, but only been able to score one. Actually, 3 times they've been deep. They've only been able to score one time. Middlebury Tigers have been stiffening up against them right now. This is an opportune time for the Tigers to kind of reset this game script. 1st and 10 for the Seahorses from their own 15. And it's going to be Garrison trying the right side. Pretty good hold. Nice spin move there. It's going to bounce forward for a gain of about 7 on that first down run. And it is going to be 2nd and about 4. Tigers football brought to you in part by Countryside Carpet and Paint of Middlebury, your one-stop shop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way. Beer bomb under center for the Sources. Try with Garrison, trying the left side, trying to plow through people for a first down. A pretty rugged run, able to pick up that first down was Garrison. It's going to be 1st and 10 from the Burlington 28 or so.
Time, number 39, Cooper Bullock. First down yardage was gained, however. 1st and 10, Seahorses.
And Tiger football is also brought to you in part by County Tire Center on Seymour Street in Middlebury, your trusted source for all your automotive and tire needs. County Tire Center, 802-388-7620 or at countytirecenter.com. And first and 10, it is dropping back as Beer Bobby throws up a high rainbow to his receiver, who looks as like he drops it over on that far side. He had to slow up. He had to adjust from his right shoulder to his left shoulder, and looking at it, he may have even been out of bounds. So what looked like a man having a good step was not able to bring it in. We still see that difference between Vern Burton and any other team. Vern Burton has been the one team this year, well, along with Hartford, that's been able to convert those kind of passes. Very rarely do we see teams able to do it efficiently. Vern Burton was able to. So far, our teams tonight have not been able to complete a pass between them. Second and 10 here for the Burlington Seahorses. And it is Beerbaum looking over the right side. He's got a man wide open and just overthrows him. This is a lack of accuracy right now from Gunnar Beerbaum. He's had two opportunities and unable to do anything with them.
Just over his head,
it's not that the Tiger defense on the two plays was pristine. It's just that Beerbaum missed his people. He underthrew one, overthrew the other. Third and 10, 6-6 here, 9:38 left to go in the second quarter. The Seahorses are sitting on their own 28. They're going to need 10 yards to pick up the first down. Huge play here for the Tigers. If they're able to stop them, get this ball back in a tied game. It's like all that damage early didn't really happen. It's going to be thrown over on this near side. Man's open, but he's not going to get to the sticks. Good job by the Tigers there to bash him down. After a game of about 7, that was a 7-yard reception by Ryan Mitchell. That is not going to be enough to give them the first down. Going to be 4th and 3. It's going to have to be a punt for the Seahorses. It is going to be Kevin Garrison ready to punt it away from the Seahorse 24. Zach Dunn and Tyler Buxton are waiting back at the Tiger 24. And here it comes. Garrison puts it up. He is a good punter. He is able to get some serious hang time. Buxton's going to call for the fair catch, but then let it go. An unfortunate letting go there for the Tigers as it's going to roll down to the 8-yard line. And that is where the Tigers are going to take over here. Remember, however, they were able to go the length of the field and score last time. So we'll see whether they could keep that pressure up. And it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Middlebury Tigers. Cody Pominville and team this season have been resilient. They've overcome problems within games. See if they can keep being resilient, keep coming back from that loss against Burn Burton. Right now, they have to feel good about how their resilience has stacked up so far tonight. 8:50 left to go in the second quarter. It is 6-6, Middlebury and Burlington. Pominville under center. He has 2 to the left, 1 off to the right, 3 receivers in the backfield, 2 running backs in the backfield with him. And Pominville hands it off to... So who was on that carry? It was Deering on that carry. Looks like he's going to maybe have lost a yard, in fact.
Short loss on the play.
It is going to be 2nd and 11 or 2nd and 12 here coming up. Sitting on the 7-yard line of the Middlebury Tigers. Tigers looking over, trying to get the calls in from their coaches. Pominville has 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Just Tyler Hutt in the backfield with him. Calling it out. He's going to turn. He's going to hand it to Tyler. Bashed his way up the middle, lowering his pads, getting forward for a decent gain there. Picked up about 3, maybe 4 yards on that, but not a whole lot when you need to make up about 12. So it is going to be 3rd down and about 8 for the Middlebury Tigers from the 11 of the Burlington Seahorses. Keep in mind, 7:50 left to go in the second quarter, 6-6, Middlebury and Burlington. Pominville's under center, 3 running backs, 1 receiver on each side. He's got his man in motion, Buxton coming from the left to the right. Pominville rolling to his left, backing up, chucking it up towards the far sideline, falling completely incomplete with no receiver really in the general area. It's going to be 4th down, and the Tigers are going to punt it away again from a tough spot. Really, they should be standing pretty close. They will be standing in the end zone when the punt's released. Tiger Football at 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by Brandon RV on Route 7 in Pittsburgh. Let them keep you in the sun all year long with a quality RV and at prices lower than any other dealer in the U.S. or Canada. And here comes the punt. Cameron waiting in the end zone. He's got Seahorses coming in, but he's able to get it off. And it's going to go to the 38. And it's going to die at about the 39-yard line. That is where Burlington's going to take over. Again, quality field position here, beyond quality. Really good field position here for the Burlington Seahorses. They have not been able to take advantage of it generally tonight, however. Their first drive, they were able to run it in from 10 yards out. But after that, two other deep trips to the, well, really where they started, actually, in the Tigers' end of the field came to naught. Will that happen again? The Tigers certainly hope that their stiff defense in those situations will continue. First and 10 for the Seahorses from the Tiger, 39. And it is Veerbaugh back in the shotgun with Garrison next to him. Garrison puts it on the ground. The ball is out. Three Tigers and one Seahorse. Who has it? Tigers have it. And nice job there. The ball was picked up. And so for the Tigers, that was picked up by Jack Dettman. A huge play there for the Middlebury Tigers and a fumble on the run for Kevin Garrison. So Dettman recovering the football on the 40-yard line. Tigers first and 10 from their own 40. It is Pominville has it. It's going to hand it off up the middle. Like it's Sheldrick bashing his way through the middle. That'll be a 5-yard gain on that first down run. Tigers will be looking at a second and 5 from the 45. 7 minutes left to go in the second quarter. It is the Tigers and the Seahorses in a gut-wrenching game here so far. 6-6. And it's the Tigers now in a wishbone behind Pominville, two tight ends on each end of the line, down on the line. And it's going to be Pominville testing that left side. He was, oh, it looked like he was going to get a lot more space than he did. Excellent job there by Bailey Miller to trip him off. One thing about the wishbone, had so many people in so tight. When he popped out to the left side outside the tackle, he had a lot of space, but he got brought down a little faster than I will admit, a little faster than I expected. Right now, it is going to be third down and 3 for the Middlebury Tigers. And they are at the 47-yard line on their side of the field. Wishbone behind Pominville again. Cody's going to give it to Sheldon. Huge hole up the middle. Lane able to bash forward. Excellent pickup. That's going to be about 10, maybe a little more on that carry. 11-yard gain there for Lane Sheldrick. Bruce, right now the Tigers have been living dangerously with the Burlington Seahorses getting deep in their end several times, but even so, still 6-6, Tigers and Seahorses. First and 10 for the Tigers from the Seahorse, 42. Tigers, though, are going to have another penalty, I believe, for movement along the offensive line. This is a team that's typically very disciplined, and they're not showing that so far tonight.
Yeah, well, again, so far, the Seahorse is definitely threatening a few times, and the Tigers now finally getting some type of momentum going. And again, 6-6 with 5:52 left to play in the second quarter. And, Bjarke, I think if you're the Tigers, you're probably pretty pleased at this point that the game is where it is.
Yeah, I think you're certainly feeling probably pretty fortunate about the way it is in the sense that Burlington's had such great field position, but the Tigers, as they have done so often this year, have been resilient and have been able to hold this up. And the fact that it's 6-6, it could be a lot worse. I mean, we have, you know, a fumble there. We have two passes by Burlington that the quarterback just missed. The Tigers could be in a lot of trouble, and they're simply not. Right now, you do have to feel pretty good. However, it is a 1st and 15, so the Tigers do have a little trouble to overcome. It is Pominville looking back to pass. He drops back. He's got a man open. Was Hunt able to bring it in? Nice job there by Tyler Hunt. Reached up, kind of dropped the ball back into his own basket. Nice pickup there. We'll give him a 10-yard gain on that pitch and catch from Tyler Hunt. Let's give him a 9-yard gain, pitch and catch from Cody Pominville to Tyler Hunt.
Yeah, Cody did a nice job there running right and passing over the top of the Seahorse that came in, giving him some pressure, and Tyler Hunt bringing that down. Looks like they only gave him three on that, though.
No, because there was 15 because of that previous penalty. And so it's Hunt trying the middle again on that handoff. Tyler Hunt, one-man wrecking crew, bouncing off linebackers, getting up into that next level. Excellent pickup, about 8 yards there. Right now, the Middlebury Tigers, as they did last drive, or the time before, I should say, really moving the ball.
Yeah, nice job Tyler did there, just keeping his legs moving, going right through the gut there, right up the middle, and generating yardage. And as you said, picking up a bunch of yards there.
And right now it is going to be first and 10 for the Tigers from the Burlington 28. Right now the Tigers have lived dangerously, are living charmed here on this Friday the 13th. Two receivers to the left, two to the right, one running back in the backfield. Palmville's going to keep it to himself, run it over on that right side. Ran basically right into a defensive player there. He was brought down on that far sideline by Kai Schmidt-Billowith. And maybe a gain of about one on that carry.
Yeah, the Seahorses on that play doing a nice job forcing Cody to run right and really holding him to almost no gain.
Yeah, we'll call that no gain, in fact, on that carry, as you point out right there. Tigers looking at a second and 10 from the 28. Bobbinville, two on his left, two to his right, although Buxton's coming in motion to his left to make trips on that side. One running back in the backfield. He's going to go to that running back, Hunt. Burlington may have seen that one too many times, though. They drop him for no gain. Middlebury Tiger football, 92.1 WVTK, is brought to you in part by Community College of Vermont, where high school students can earn free and transferable college credits at any of the college's 12 campuses or online at gotocollegevt.com.
Yeah, and Middlebury Tiger football on WVTK, also brought to you by Countryside Carpet and Paint of Middlebury, your one stop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way.
On those pages, those are those. Still there. All right, and it's Palmville. He's always back. Gets hit as he's releasing, and it drops to the dirt. Luckily, in a way that doesn't harm the Tigers there on that throw. He dropped back. It was immediately hit. Tigers are going to be looking at 4th and 9 from their 28. A big play here for the Tigers. This is similar to the situation that Burlington has been in three times, where Burlington was deep in the Tigers' territory and was unable to make something happen for the Tigers. Given everything that's gone tonight, if they could convert this first down, it would be very, very sweet. It is Pavinville, who has not connected yet on a pass. He's connected once on a pass to Tyler Hunt. He has two receivers to the left, one to the right, two running backs. Palmville's going to try the left side. He's getting pursued. He gets hit out there. And there's going to be a penalty call. I think they're going to call Burlington for a hold on that play. We'll see what happened there.
That was kind of a late flag.
It was. I think they're very waiting to see whether or not... let's see what the call was. And we're looking at it. They're talking about it. Doesn't look like they are. They might just be getting ready to count it out. I think the officials are talking it out. I think what happened, the ball went up in the air. I think given the way it was a duck, I think Burlington's probably going to argue that the ball was hit. In that case, it becomes a little more of a free ball. We'll see what happens. Right now, they're talking about it. If one of the officials is saying the ball was coming out, no penalty. They're not going to call that penalty. They're going to say the ball was hit as he was releasing. Tigers are not going to get that. It's going to be a Burlington first down. That was a big play.
Yeah, it certainly was a big play. And on that play, the Seahorses with a lot of pressure. Their lineman right in the Middlebury backfield relatively quickly. And so now they take over on downs.
3:18 left to go in the second quarter. 6-6. Burlington with the ball. This has been a crazy first half. A lot of movement by these offenses, a lot of going between the 20s, yet less scoring than you might expect. And it is going to be Burlington for first and 10 from their own 27-yard line. Beerbaum back in the backfield. They're going to have two running backs and an offset eye. One receiver on the right. Maybe two receivers, one close into the line. Two receivers on the right, one over to the left. And it's Beerbaum has it. He hands it off to Garrison, trying the middle. Garrison able to push forward for a gain. No real fancy gain, just an old lunch bucket gain. 6 yards the old-fashioned way.
And 3:07 left to play second quarter. 6-6 Burlington and Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury Union High School Tiger football. Friday night football on WVTK Port Henry.
2:54 left to go in the second quarter. It is a 2nd and 6 for Burlington from their own 31. The score is 6-6. Beerbohm's going to throw it out to the left side for Garrison on a pitch out. He's only going to get about 3. It's going to be 3rd and about 4, maybe, on this next carry. Right now for the Tigers, if they can hold them here, this would be huge, right? I mean, if nothing else, you get one chance to go before halftime.
Yeah, this is a pretty big play because if they can keep it at 6-6 going into halftime or maybe score some points, the coaches can make any adjustments they want, and they've got to be feeling pretty good about where they are at this point.
And the Tigers also do get the ball back to begin the second half. Right now, a timeout's going to be called on the field by the Burlington Seahorses.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WBTK brought to you in part this season by Brandon RV on Route 7 in Pittsford. Let them keep you in the sun all year long with a quality RV and at prices lower than any other dealer in the U.S. or Canada. Lathrop Forest Products for over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont. They have the skills and the capability to consistently harvest timber. And Addison County Home Health and Hospice, providing quality health care to the residents of Addison County since 1968 on Route 7 in New Haven.
And they're out, both teams huddled up, talking on the field here. Big play, certainly, and worth taking the time if you're the Burlington Seahorses. Burlington has 3rd and 4 from their own 33. If they could put up a first down here, they have a lot of field, a lot of time to work their way down the field. 2 minutes left to go in this quarter. If the Tigers, of course, are able to hold them, they'll force a punt. They'll have a chance to make some points up. So pretty big play here as we look at it. And it is Beerbohm back in the shotgun. He's got Garrison. Beerbaum's looking downfield. He's got a man open on this side. Able to get it to him. He's picked up on that sideline, making a couple of men miss, making 3, making 4 miss. That's going to be a big pickup of about 20 yards on that throw. Let's make it 19 yards between Beerbohm and number 11, Ryan Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell did a nice job on that play, getting the ball, getting planted, and making a couple of, like, dipsy-doodle moves. He picked up another 7 or 8 yards by doing that, and now the ball at the 49.
And is Beerbohm dropping back, looking at that far sideline again. This time he just overshoots his man. It's going to be 2nd and 10 from the 49 of the Tigers. 2 minutes left to go in the, 1:52 technically, in this quarter. It is 6-6, Burlington and the Tigers. Burlington has had more opportunities to score. The Tigers have to feel good right now about where they are, given how it could be. But right now, with 2 minutes left, Burlington try to get on the board and try to take the lead.
And Burlington also still with two timeouts before halftime. Well, the Tigers have 3, so if they can get the ball back, maybe still time to do something.
Beerbohm, 2 on the left, 1 to the right. Garrison in the backfield. Garrison's going to take it. He's going to try that left side, bounce it outside, come up the middle. Tigers linebackers doing a pretty nice job there to hold him to only 6 on that third down run.
Yeah, you're right, Bjarke. The Tigers lineman did a nice job running right and keeping the damage to about 4 yards. So it's going to be 3rd and 6 from the 45.
And here they go with 1:30 times counting down here. 6-6 is the second quarter. The 6-0 Burlington Seahorses are tied with the 3-3 Middlebury Tigers. Beerbohm is now going to be back in the shotgun with Garrison next to him. 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right. Looking for a pass here, most likely. It's coming back. Beerbohm looking down the field. He's going to tuck it, run up the middle. He's going to over to the left side and just flicks it out there. Unable to complete it. Tried to improvise Brett Favre style. Was unable to make anything happen there. And right now, it is going to be 4th down here for the Seahorses. Will they go for it? I would be surprised if they do. Right now, were you to go for it and not gain anything, if you get an incomplete pass, you're going to give it to the Tigers at midfield. Burlington's asking to talk it over.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK brought to you by Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com.
Those are all good to go and still need to be done. All right, the Seahorses are talking it out here. 4th and 6, sitting on the Tiger 45. Tigers talking it over. Right now, the Tigers at this point were really to the punt. Tigers aren't going to have a ton of time to make their way down the field. Maybe try a couple plays.
Well, they also still have 3 timeouts.
It'll be interesting to see what Burlington decides to do. Yeah, Yep, I would. You know, if I was Burlington, I have to say, I think I would punt here. But we'll, especially given the way their punter's done tonight, he's had a really good night. But we'll see what the decision is. Clearly, it was not an easy decision for the Seahorses as they're still talking it over.
Yeah, you're right. They were talking about that for a while. This is one of those plays in the game that could come back to loom large, whoever is able to come out on top in this contest.
And they looks like they are going to go for it, unless it's going to be one of those kind of surprise punts that they sometimes can do. Lots of protection for the quarterback. Beerbaum drops back. He gets knocked out. Skyler Devlin able to put his hands on the ball. Picked up by Burlington. He drops it again. Tigers are fighting for it. It's going to be Tiger ball. A strip sack by Skyler Devlin, enabling the Tigers to take over at the 39. Why Burlington didn't punt there, I have no idea. And you got to be conservative. 6'6", Gabe, you've been in better shape. You just put the Tigers, even if you had to complete 10 yards just to get the first down. Punt it away. Make the Tigers go 80. Make them go 90. Tough decision there by the Burlington Seahorses.
Well, now they've got to go about 49 yards, and they've got three timeouts and 53 seconds. They got some time to do some damage here. Let's see what happens.
And right now it is 1st and 10 for the Tigers with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. It is Pominville under center. He's going to roll out to his right, looking downfield. He's got multiple levels of receivers, able to hit Tyler Buxton in the middle. That's going to be a 5-yard gain from Pominville to Buxton.
Yeah, and just like we talked about, Bjarke, it looks like Middlebury just took a timeout there. So there's 43 seconds left. It looks like they picked up about 4 on that.
Yeah, we'll give them 4.
So 2nd and 6 from the 47. And again, the Tigers moving the ball a little bit, and they still got 2 timeouts. So there's some time here to get some plays. And it would not surprise me if they take a couple of shots in the end zone here.
Yeah, well, look at it. I mean, they have set up more in 4 wide than we've pretty much seen them all year long. And we expect them to kind of come out and continue to do that. One of the things you could do out of that is really do a quarterback read option where you're going to have, you know, your swing out to the outside of Tyler Follow. You can pitch out to him. You can go and try to throw. And they had multiple guys open on multiple levels on that play. Cody had his choice of receivers. I think it was good he went to that safe one with Buxton. But right now, 2nd and 6, 43 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Tied, Middlebury and Burlington are both sitting at 6 points. It is 2nd and a long 6 for the Middlebury Tigers from the 47.5 or so, or 47-yard line of the Seahorses. Pominville under center. He's got 2 running backs with him. Cody's going to draw back. He's looking downfield. He was getting pursued. He manages to find a hole on that right side. Goes out at the far stick. Looks like that's going to be very close to a first down scramble there for Cody Pominville.
Yeah, and also of equal importance is not only did he get the first down, but he went out of bounds so the clock stops. And they don't have to burn a timeout. It's a smart play. And they pick up a whole bunch of yards. It looks like they gave him the first down.
Nice. You know, Cody really has done a good job this year. You've pointed it out many times of really kind of managing the situation, of managing the thing, what he has in front of him, taking it, doing a good job with it. Right there, that was a great example. Able to stop the clock, able to pick up the first down. That's what you want from your quarterback. However, 40 yards to go with just 35 ticks on the clock. Pominville has it. He's going to hand it up the middle of the hut. Tigers are going to have to burn one after that 2-yard run. Maybe a 3-yard run by Tyler Hutt.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WBTK, brought to you in part this season by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes, and Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
And it is going to be 2nd and 8 yards for the Middlebury Tigers. It's really time that is not on their side right now, with only 28 seconds left to go in this quarter, in this half. Tigers, of course, are tied 6-6 with the Seahorses. Tigers have to feel good about where they are, even if they don't put points on the board here. To be tied at this juncture with how many times Burlington's been deep in Tiger territory, getting the ball again in the second half, no matter what comes out of this, as long as it's something isn't disastrous where Burlington's coming back the other way, Tigers are going to have to feel, well, not great about this half, feel a lot better about it than it could be.
Yeah, and you know the coaching staff is going to make some adjustments at halftime. So again, some pretty good feelings, at least so far in this first half.
And it's Pominville under center. He's got 2 to the right, 1 to the left, 2 running backs in the backfield with him. Cody rolls out, looks downfield. He's got plenty of time. He's going to air it up. It's going to be a jump ball near the end zone. Goes off a Tiger helmet, and it falls incomplete. That was a 50-50 ball out there in the field. And maybe Tigers a little lucky there on that one, although even if, you know, if Burlington had gotten that, they would have just kneeled on it and would have ended the half. But right now the Tigers do have two more chances if they want to try to air this out. The ball's on the 38. It is third and eight for the Tigers.
You know, one of the things that I liked about that play, Bjarke, was that they gave Cody a lot of time. I was counting at 4 or 5 seconds to try to set up that pass play. So good job to the Middlebury offensive line for giving the quarterback some time.
Two wide receivers for the Tigers, three running backs. Motion in the backfield. It's Cody getting pursued in the backfield. Able to spit out it, looking downfield. Has a man open, but he dropped it. That went off the hands of Sheldrick, I think, out there in the middle of the field. Incomplete. That is going to be fourth down now, as the Tigers are going to be looking at fourth and eight from their own 38. 14 seconds left to go. Don't worry about stats for that quarterback. Why not just have Cody roll back and bomb it downfield a little bit?
Well, you've got 14 seconds left. You're on the ball's on the 38. This is their final timeout, so it'll be interesting to see what happens here. Do you put this in the end zone?
I at least put it a decent way down the field. Where I don't put it, if I'm Cody, is out at the numbers. If you want to throw it out to somebody out there, that's when you have a chance of a defensive back coming up and taking that ball and having no tacklers in front of them. So if I'm going to throw it well down the field here, if I'm Cody Pominville, I'm going to keep it towards those center of those numbers. So even if something bad and disastrous happens, I've got plenty of people able to come up on it and smother that ball.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what they do here, because even on that last play, we talk about the senior leadership and managing the game. Cody did a nice job getting away from one of those seahorses that came in pressuring him and got the ball off.
Pominville has three receivers, two to the right, one to the left. He's rolling out right to look downfield. He is going to chuck it up. It's a high rainbow. He's got a couple players knocked down harmlessly by the Burlington Seahorses. With 8 seconds left, one expects that they're just going to come out, kneel on this ball, and go into halftime 6-6.
Yeah, again, a nice job by Cody running to his right and getting it up there. But again, it just the Seahorse defender did a nice job knocking that away. And a good play. Got to give him props for that. But nothing ventured, nothing game on that play, especially since the ball was down around, I think, the 10.
The problem to some degree was it took so long for that to set up that there was actually really a double team on the receiver when he was down there. And Cody rolls out. If he's got that man in motion, that ball has to be released quickly enough. That the safety was back there, standing there before the receiver got to it and was able to knock it down. So it wasn't necessarily a dangerous play, because it wasn't like they were going to be returning it that far. But just the timing of the whole thing really didn't give the receiver a lot of opportunity. That ball has to be out a little faster so that there aren't defensive backs there, you know, sitting on it, basically.
You know,
such a rainbow. You're able to wait for it.
I'm kind of surprised, because Burlington took their final timeout right here, and you would think that they might not do that if they're just going to kneel on it with 8 seconds left. Maybe they...
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you here. I'll be interested to see. You know, it's interesting. I thought they should have taken the more conservative approach last time. You know, I would normally argue probably for a conservative approach here. You don't want anything crazy to happen. You've been in kind of charge of the game as it's gone along. But they are going to look downfield. Quarterback's going to keep it. He just throws it up in a big rainbow. And his man waiting for it, Garrison, just drops it. Utterly drops it. That could have well been a touchdown for the Burlington Seahorses. Instead, once again, with Burlington with a chance to put points on the board, unable to. Really, Burlington, as many opportunities as they had, have just not been able to take advantage tonight.
Wow, I'll tell you, that ball was up and it was in a perfect spot. Give the Seahorse quarterback a lot of credit, because he had pressure. The Middlebury defense was in his grill. He got that off, and the ball just dropped.
Yeah, it really was. Garrison, I think one thing that makes it a little tough, he was in really speed mode going down the middle of the field. Did have to slow up as that ball took a while in the air. And when he was stopping your motion, he was looking really directly back over his head. It wasn't in the basket on either side. It was more right in front of him.
Yeah, certainly,
that was hard to bring in.
Certainly not an easy catch.
And they're going to try it one more time. It's a draw back, and it's that rainbow again. This time it's a Tiger just waiting behind it. They're not going to even catch it. Just let it drop. And at halftime, 6-6, Middlebury and Burlington. We'll be out back with the halftime show here at 92.1 WVTK.
You already know County Tire Center is the place to go when it's time to retire your tires. But County Tire Center is so much more than tires. You're under the car care specialist. Everything from regular maintenance to inspections, repairs, and shocks. We're even a qualified hybrid shop. Plus, our shuttle service is always available, so you're never stranded. County Tire Center, with great tire brands like Firestone, Bridgestone, and Nokian. On Seymour Street, across from Fire and Ice in Middlebury, and at countytirecenter.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, fly, ready, fly, ready. Hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Do you have trees blocking your view or have a large lot you need cleared for building? Lathrop's can clear that land for many uses, like scenic views, roads, and even pasture reclamation. And they can cover a large amount of land and get it done fast. With the 60 years experience, they can handle all of your forest clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606. This year, have you been dreaming about staying in the warm weather for the winter? You can make your dreams come true at Brandon Auto and RV, Route 7 in Pittsford. Scott has any camper or RV you're looking for, and from famous names like Falcon, Gulfstream, and Travelite. And for the family that loves to get away, to pick out your new or used camper early, because at Brandon Auto and RV, they've got the lowest prices in the U.S. and Canada. See them on Facebook and at BrandonRVBT.com. Champlain Valley Properties, the voice of Addison County Real Estate, proudly supports the MUHS Tigers. They're at 70 Court Street in Middlebury. Stop by and see one of their agents, Nancy Foster, Robin Foster Cole, Diana Barthium, Mandy Daly Hodson, and John Snyder White. And they're all MUHS alumni or have students currently attending MUHS. At Champlain Valley Properties, they're ready and willing to assist you with all your real estate needs. Stop by and see them or check their webpage out at champlainvalleyproperty.com.
The MUHS Tigers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it's halftime here at Buckhart Field in Burlington. At halftime of the Week 7 game of the regular season, the 3-3 Middlebury Tigers are tied with the 6-0 Burlington Seahorses. And right now, Bruce, we have to say the Tigers have to, as much as the coaches won't admit it, feel kind of good about where they are at 6-6.
Well, there's a couple of ways you could look at this, Bjarke.
There are about 10 ways to look at it.
But let's take a look at it from both teams' perspective. First of all, you've got the undefeated Seahorses, who really have dominated a good part of the game. They've gone up and down the field. They haven't been able to score. Here's the problem with that, okay? The Tigers are 3-3. We talked in the pregame show, possibly, not saying that this is going on, but maybe they're looking past them a little bit. You don't want to say that, but maybe they are. The longer you let a team stay in a game, the closer you can have to something bad happening. If this is a one-score game in the third or fourth quarter, bad things can happen.
Yep.
Now, on the other side of the ball, the Tigers haven't dominated the way maybe they would have liked to, maybe the coaches would like them, but they're still in this game.
Right.
I mean, it's tied. And considering how... you want to say poorly, but they did not have a good game last week. They gave up 37 points. They've only given up 6 points against an undefeated team. I think they should be, they're going to make some adjustments, so I think they should be relatively pleased where they are right now. They got to change some things, but they're still in this game.
Yeah, no, they, and you know, one of the things that's happened is Burlington has not been able to attack them the way they really should be able to attack them. The way to attack the Tigers, and I don't think this is any secret, is through the air. And Hartford was able to do that. Obviously, Byrne Burton was able to do that. I have to say, right now, Bierbaum, the quarterback, has been very inaccurate. He's been throwing it all over. And really, even that one that we could say, well, okay, the running back should have caught it. Garrison should have caught it. That was just such a tough catch for Garrison. That you know, it's almost like a 50-50 chance whether you're going to bring it down or not. And so right now he's been high, he's been short, he's been whatever. They haven't been very precise in their passing game. And their running game, the Tigers did a tremendous job with Garrison. I mean, he started off at a little bit of a hot clip. In the he only got 22 yards in the second quarter. So, you know, really not a lot there for Garrison on the ground. Tigers have not been hurt through the air because of that ineffectiveness. However, you do have to point, the plays have been there. Had the quarterback been more accurate, the Tigers could be in a much different situation. So it's not as though the Tigers could just say, well, it's pure defense keeping us here. It's been tough for them. Also confusing for the Tigers is the inconsistency on offense. You're able to move 98 yards and score, but yet you can't score any other time. And we've seen that a lot this season. So I think for the Tigers, it's going to be consistency that's really necessary here in the second half.
Well, one of the things that you're going to have happen at halftime, as you know, Bjarke, the coaches are going to make some adjustments. And one of the things that I've noticed, I mean, I had my notes here, the difference between last week and this week in terms of attacking the Tigers through the air. Last week, the quarterback for Byrne Burton was getting the ball off in under 2 seconds. 1.2, 1.3. We talked about that in the pregame show. That is not happening in this game. The Tigers are getting more pressure. So that is one of the things. I mean, again, there have been some instances, as you mentioned, where the receivers have been open, but the Tigers have been doing a good job in stopping that. And so, again, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in this second half because something's got to give.
And we'll be back to talk more about the second half here. You're listening to Tiger Football, 92.1 WVTK.
The cold weather and snow is coming, and time to get that vehicle ready for winter. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is Mike McGrath from Mike's Auto. Here's just a few things we do. Brakes, shocks, struts, wheel bearings, mufflers, tune-ups, oil changes, head gaskets, front-end alignments. What we don't do is Johnson rods, muffler bearings, or flux capacitors because they don't exist. So if your car skips, grinds, wanders, or sputters, give us a call. 388-4138 in Middlebury, 453-5563 in New Haven. Or just hit us on the web at mikesautomid.com. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
One more round of ads, then we'll come back to get ready for the second half. And we're back as halftime rolls along here at Buckhart Field, and Bruce is going to give you an update on the scoring from the first half.
Thanks, Bjarke. Well, it was pretty exciting first half in terms of being between the 20s, anyway. It started right on the first play of the game, the kickoff. The Seahorses took it back 80 yards, set themselves up really good. 12 seconds into the game, Garrison with an 11-yard run, making it 6-0. The kick, the extra point attempt, no good. That made it 6-0 in favor of the Seahorses. And then with 10:59 remaining in the second quarter, the Tigers going on a 98-yard drive of their own. Tyler Hutt with a 1-yard touchdown run, punching it in. And Jack Donahue missing his first extra point of the entire season. So that's where we stand right now. There is not much scoring to talk about. And as we get ready to kick off the second half, Bjarke, it is 6-6, the Burlington Seahorses and the Middlebury Tigers.
And for those of you listening at home, of course, we want to give you a little update on tonight's action. We're going to send a thank you to Alex Abrami for the Burlington Free Press here for this information. He is always somebody you can follow. I know I always check his Twitter feed to find out about these things when I'm home, so I'd suggest that for you as well. All right. It is BFA right now is head of... Oh, now I'm going to call him out because I can't read who they're playing here. All right.
Colchester.
I thought they were playing Milton. Okay, I've got the wrong week. That's why. It's my own problem. There I was blaming Alex. All right, BFA at Colchester, 14-7. It is Bellows Falls leading Fairhaven by a score of 20-14. That's an interesting game for those of you who pay attention to other games around the league. Very interesting game between those two. Rutland and Essex, it's the Raiders ahead 21-0 over the Hornets. North Country leading Mount A by a score of 20-0. Springfield over MVU, a score of 12-8. And Brattleboro leading Mount Anthony by a score of 20-7. But certainly, I think all eyes should be on this game and all ears should be on this game tonight because we're really seeing some fascinating stuff here. The Tigers, that team that just won't quit, that just keeps being resilient, they're being resilient tonight.
Yeah, they certainly are. Again, a team last week that did not look great, giving up 36 points in that loss to Burn Burton. They're playing a pretty good game tonight. They've got an undefeated Burlington Seahorse team on the road. 6-6 going into the third quarter. You know the coaches are going to make some adjustments. I think they've got to make some changes going into the second half, but I think they're probably pretty pleased with where they are, at least at this juncture of the game.
We'll step aside for a moment here on 92.1 WVTK.
McIntyre Services, with two locations, has been serving Addison County residents for over 70 years. They sell home heating fuel, diesel fuel, and gasoline at 213 Exchange Street and at 49 Court Street, both in Middlebury. At McIntyre Services, Sunoco is their brand, and they encourage you to apply for the Sunoco Rewards Card, where you can save 5 cents on every gallon of gas or diesel right at the pump. McIntyre Services in Middlebury, making friends warm for over 70 years.
City Auto Service Department in Williston. Think of them for your next service. They have tire changeover, free Vermont state inspections, full service details available for your car, and undercoating. Ask about the Berlin City Care Program. Buy two oil changes, get one free. See store for details. Synthetic and diesel packages are also available. Call 802-864-3905, extension 313-800. That's 802-864-3905, extension 313-800.
Hi, this is Brett Smith, CEO of One Credit Union. At One, we not only provide personal financial solutions, we also provide commercial solutions. Yet, we're not a bank. We're a not-for-profit cooperative owned by you, our members. That makes us a very competitive, truly local resource for our business community. At One Credit Union, we're here to help our business members. Together, we're one.
Hi, I'm Daryl Wish. I'm from The Next Chapter and a proud member of One Credit Union since 2011. As a seasoned landlord and commercial real estate owner, my husband and I have had a lot of experience working with banks. Banks are often difficult and often impersonal. We had a great experience financing our home at One Credit Union, so we decided to move many of our commercial real estate holdings into One Credit Union. They are a pleasure to work with. We're proud to be members of One Credit Union, members and owners. Check them out at onecu.org. That's onecu.org. Together, we're one.
One Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we are back here. I guess we tick down to the second half. 2:36 left to go in this half, and certainly we've talked about really kind of what you know what we hope is happening. What do you think is an adjustment the Tigers could make here in the second half?
Well, one of the things I think that they're going to do is maybe mix things up a little bit more. Again, they've only scored 6 points so far in this game. They only scored 6 points last week. Some of the passes that we've thrown, that we've seen Cody throw, not as quick as maybe they should have been. So we'll have to see if the coaches talk to him about that. But again, you know, they're very, very much in this game. And one of the things that has worked for them is running. We've seen Tyler Hutt run the ball right up the middle and get 5, 6, 7 yards at a gain. So I think that that's what the Tigers are going to do. And in terms of what the Seahorses are going to do, they got to have better accuracy on their passing. We've seen that where we had receivers wide open and they just couldn't get the ball there. That's a problem.
Yeah, so for Burlington, it's going to be clean up those mistakes and take advantage of your opportunities. For the Tigers, it's going to be, I agree, keep making those opportunities. And so, Cody, if they can get in a position where Cody can get that ball out of his hands fast with fast developing routes, if they can use more swings and passes, pitch outs to the outside and kind of get the Seahorses moving laterally, they've been successful at that at different times. So right now, it's going to be an exciting second half here as we roll down to it.
You know, one of the things, too, Bjarke, that I was just noticing during the commercial break there, Seahorses are 6-0. They're averaging 30 points a game.
Yeah. Okay. Tigers are doing a great job stopping them.
And they really are. And so that's a testament to what the Tigers were able to do in that half, kind of playing with fire a little bit, but bending and not breaking. And again, you know, resilience. We've talked about that. So I think that they're going to do some good things in this half, and it'll be interesting to see what they come up with, because I believe they will receive the ball right now, right?
Yes, they will. Yep.
They'll be receiving the ball. And so what I think would be great is if we could get Cody and the Tigers to have a nice drive, a 5, 6 minute drive to keep the ball, get some consistency, and put some points on the board.
Absolutely. That would be absolutely huge, because you'd be coming out and looking at, you know, the fact that, you know, after all this, after everything that's happened, the Tigers need to jump out and do something here, because you can't expect that Burlington's going to keep making those throwing mistakes through the night. You can't keep expecting that if they get the ball deep in your end of the field, that you are going to keep coming away clean. No matter how good the defense you play is, you're keeping living dangerously by being in those positions. So right now, with it 6-6, with everything starting over, as Dave Sears used to say, we've solved nothing yet. The Tigers need to take some level of, you know, control here, to grab a little by the throat, turn this into their game. And right now, the Tigers are returning it from the 12. Dunn tried to fake him out a little bit by putting it down at his waist. He brings it back. He gets brought down at the 30. The Tigers are going to take over, 1st and 10, to start the second half here from the 30-yard line.
Yeah, a little trickery there as the ball was kicked in. The Tigers doing a little tomfoolery.
Yeah, and that's a standard thing for the Tigers. They'll usually have those returners go towards each other, trying to make it so people don't know who's going to have it. Dunn put it down pretty far there to try to fake it. You want to make sure it's not going to slip out of your hands.
Yeah, but again, the ball going to be on about the 30-yard line, so the Tigers will take over 1st and 10 from their 30, 11:52 to go, third quarter, and the game tied 6-6.
Baumanville with two tight ends, three running backs in the wishbone, handing it to Sheldrick up the middle, able to bust by the linebackers, getting across the 50, across the 40, slowing up at the 35, going down to the 30, huge pickup there, 50-yard run by Lane Sheldrick. What a great play.
Yeah.
One thing I like there, the Tigers had a lot of blockers in there because of that wishbone.
Well, again, one of the things that we just talked about is what are the Tigers going to do this half?
We talked about them
running right up the middle, and that's exactly what they did. And then Lane Sheldrick using his speed to bust that out to the left side. Nice play by the Tigers.
It was a 40-yard gain on that one. They got to the 30. I did some bad math. Good thing I'm a history teacher. All right, Palmerville under center. They're going to that wishbone again. Palmerville has it. He's going to hand that to Deering this time up the middle, and all those blockers are paying off right now for the Tigers. That's going to be a 5-yard gain, maybe 6 on that. It's going to be 2nd and about 4 coming up here.
6 yards or so for being taken down by the Seahorse defense, 2nd and 4.
So it's going to be 2nd and 4 right now, 11:13 left to play third quarter. Middlebury and Burlington tied at 6, and the Tigers moving the ball, Bjarke, which is exactly what they said we hope they were going to do.
Absolutely what they needed to do. It is Palmerville under center with his three running backs back in that wishbone. Looks like they want to go to that. And right there, however, they saw one too many times. Deary gets stacked up on the second down carry. It's going to be, he lost about 3 on that. It's going to be 3rd and about 7 coming up from the Tigers on the 27 or so of the Seahorses.
And this right here is probably a pretty big play for the Seahorses as well, because Middlebury really came out and kind of whacked them right away. He had that big run. He had another play to get 7 or 8 yards, and now see if Burlington can stop the damage here.
3rd and 8 from the 28, actually, and it's going to be Sheldrick trying over this right side. He's got a nice hole if he can use it. He's got a man to beat to get to the first down. Please see if they got it. Looks like they did. Able to pick it up. Nice yard job there by Lane. Picking up some chunks here.
You know, we've talked about him a lot this season, Marky, and one of the things that he really has done well this season is using his speed to get to the outside pretty quickly, whether it's left or right. He really accelerates very, very well, and that keeps defenses a little... You don't want to get burned by the big play, and that's exactly what he did there. Great play by Lane Sheldrick there.
1st and 10 from the 17, and as Pominville has it, he's going to hand it to Hunt up the middle. Big hole bashed open by the middle of that line. Hunt going forward. That's going to be a nice gain of about 10 yards on that first down carry. Tigers doing damage right now. They have to feel good about this, about the holes that their line is opening up, and about the way the backs are exploding through it. They actually gave them 9 yards, and that's going to be a 2nd and 1 coming up. Keep in mind, it's 6-6 with about 10 minutes left in this third quarter. It is actually going to be first down. All right, we take that back. To listen to myself there. All right. 1st and 10 for the Tigers. Gotta love the way they move this ball down the field for sure. Well, officials are going to make a measurement here. It gives the Tigers a chance to talk about it a little bit. And it gives us a chance to let you know that one of the important sponsors for Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is...
Yeah, Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Vermont Field Sports for all your hunting needs. A great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
And here come the Tigers up to the line. 1st and goal from the 7. 6-6. The 3-3 Tigers looking to take the lead against the 6-0 Burlington Seahorses. Pominville's coming up to the line. He's going to have 3 running backs in the backfield with him. 2 tight ends down along the line. Nobody out wide. The running backs are not in the wishbone now, but in their old double wing. They have Deering move from the right to the left. They have Hunt carrying it up the middle, going in untouched. And it is the Tigers getting on the board and taking the lead. 7-yard run by Tyler Hunt. His 2nd touchdown of the night.
Yeah, Tyler Hunt with a 7-yard run right through the middle. Went through untouched. So 2 minutes and 12 seconds into the third quarter. The Tigers up 12-6 pending the extra point.
Right now, the Tigers look pretty darn good on that drive. Looks like they really went to a little more of a power running game. They eschewed the 4 receiver sets, going to a much more old-school running philosophy there, an old-school Tiger philosophy that looked good on that series. And right now, it is Jack in for the kick, and the kick is good, and it's the Tigers 13-6 at 92.1 WVTK.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in logging and land clearing. Do you have trees blocking your view or have a large lot you need cleared for building? Lathrop's can clear that land for many uses, like scenic views, roads, and even pasture reclamation. And they can cover a large amount of land and get it done fast. With the 60 years experience, they can handle all of your forest clearing needs. Call Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606. That's 453-3606.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
10 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Burlington Seahorses just had the ball bounce off the returner's hands. Although he was able to pick it up, he lost a lot of yards in that process. And the Tigers, who took the lead 13-6 on that last drive, are now going to be able to play defense from pretty good field position. Burlington's going to come in and take over from about the 14 here. First and 10 for the Seahorses.
Yeah, and for the Seahorses, they got to get something going here. They've had a lot of chances in this game. They haven't really capitalized. And after Middlebury essentially just walked down the field, 2 minutes and 12 seconds on that drive, they really need to get something going here to kind of reestablish something.
Yeah, you know, momentum in sports is one of those things. It's not overhyped. It really is a humongous deal. And right now, momentum's really in the Tiger favor. Seahorses, you know, at some point, all these mistakes are going to start weighing on them. And the quarterback takes it. He's going to hand it up the middle for his running back, Garrison, who's going to pick up not a ton on that first down play, maybe about 3 yards or so. Yaro Pereira on the stop for the Tigers. Maybe they didn't give him much of a gain at all. Looks like they only gave him about 1 yard on that run. No gain, in fact, they gave him. Nice job there by the Tigers. Second and 10 for the Seahorses on their own 13-yard line. Quarterback is back in the shotgun with Garrison next to him. He's going to get it. He's going to throw it out to the outside, give Garrison a chance to make a move. He was actually lined up on the outside, makes one man miss. Tigers pursuing. How does he manage to make the miss? They're just missing tackles here. First down by Garrison. That was a tremendous pass play. It didn't look like it was going to be a 16-yard gain, but it was.
Yeah, it certainly was a play, and Garrison doing a nice job kind of deking and weaving and fighting off tacklers, doing a nice job picking up probably about 7 or 8 extra yards just by his keeping his legs going here. Nice play there by the Seahorses.
Yeah, just, you know, people staying high on those tackles, and he was able to shed them. So it's going to be first and 10 for Burlington from the 31-yard line. 8:48 left to go in the third quarter. The Tigers are leading 13-6. And it is Gunnar Bierbaum back under center. He's got two running backs behind him, a wide receiver on either side. Garrison keeps trying to dance a lot. Wasn't Garrison's the fullback, running people over, getting up almost to a first down, very close to a first down. We're going to give about a 9-yard run there to number 44, Manny Dodson.
Yeah, Dodson doing a nice job.
A 10-yard run.
Dodson doing a nice job there, running to the left, and like we've talked about with Tyler Hutt this year, dropping the shoulder and just burying people, taking people in his wake, and that's what he did there. Looks like they're going to give him 9 there.
They did. The chain gang started moving it, and then they started walking back again.
Looks like it's going to be 2nd and 1.
2nd and 1. In a way, that actually opens up the playbook a lot for Burlington. When it's 2nd and 1, you really have a lot of options here because you know you have a couple more downs. They're not going to go too fancy, though. They're going to go Garrison up the middle looking for that first down. They are going to get it. It's going to be about a 2-yard run there for Garrison. Burlington is moving the ball. They're getting closer to the midfield. It's going to be 1st and 10 from the Burlington 41.5.
Well, you know, one of the other things that's interesting when you talk about the ebbs and flows of a game, the extra point that was missed by the Seahorses earlier in the game, you think, okay, it's an extra point. But right now, if they were to score, if they make the extra point, it's only tied.
Right.
If they miss it, then they're down by 2. So,
sure. Yeah, you know, extra points, things, small things like that do loom large, for sure, as the game goes on. Two receivers, one on each side, two running backs in the backfield. Quarterback goes back. Bierbaum under pressure, gets brought down. Skylar Devlin, who had a strip sack earlier with a nice sack there on that play. Good work by Devlin. That is going to be a loss of a few yards there, actually quite a few, about 5 on that play for Bierbaum.
Yeah, so far this half, the Tigers doing a nice job getting defensive pressure. And again, making Bierbaum have to kind of turtle with that ball and losing 5 yards.
So right now for the Tigers, looking pretty good. 2nd and 15. It's going to be the Burlington on the 37-yard line on their own side of the field. Tigers right now, those rushers, especially Devlin, can pin his ears back and get after Bierbaum. Bierbaum's going to have two receivers to his left, two to his right. He's going to have one man in the backfield with him. Looks like that's Garrison. Bierbaum's looking to drop back under pressure again. And who was that getting to him first? That looked like it was Tyler Hutt getting to him first on that. And then Pereira with him, it looked like. Nice job there by that defensive line of the Tigers. Boy, they're really rearing their heads here in the third quarter.
Yeah, they certainly are. I don't know what the coaches talked about at halftime, but whatever the Tigers talked about, it's working.
Absolutely. So right now, it is going to be 3rd and 19 from the 33. Right now, the Burlington Seahorses moving backwards, or being driven backwards, should I say, by the defensive line of the Middlebury Tigers. Bierbaum back in the shotgun, 2 to the right, 2 to the left. one to the left, actually. Oh, they're going to look at this left side. Boy, he's not going to have much room to maneuver. Yeah, he's going to be able to use that room, though. Getting up, busting across. Not able to pick up a first down, though, even though it was a gain of about 12 or 13. That is not going to be enough to get them to that first down. That's going to be fourth down. One would expect they're going to have to punt away.
Yeah, it looks like they gave them 13 on that. So fourth and six. So for the Tigers, a nice job.
Absolutely.
Preventing the first down.
This is exactly what they needed for the Tigers to, the Tigers needed to have happen here. They took the lead. They took some level of control, able to keep Burlington from responding. It is going to be fake. Garrison takes it. He's headed over that right side. Nobody's going to be able to catch him. Picks up a first down and then a lot more. That's going to be a gain of about 16 yards. And I have to give a lot of credit there. I have to give a lot of credit there to Kevin Garrison and to the play calling to the Burlington Seahorses. This game had a feeling it might start snowballing against you. A daring call, but you had a good person in there to run it. They were able to pick it up pretty easily. A really nice call there by the Burlington Seahorse coaching staff.
Yeah, boy, a nice job utilizing some of their speed to get that and pick up that first down. And really maybe changing some of the momentum as we were seeing, maybe going to the Middlebury side.
First and 10 on the 37 of the Tigers. It is Beerbaum under center. He's going to give it out to Garrison. Garrison, however, getting brought down
by Yaro Pereira.
Yaro having an excellent game out there for the Tigers. Huge loss on that run for the Seahorses. Look, that's going to be a loss of about five.
You know, we've said Yarrow's name a bunch of times this season. You know, those linemen don't get the credit that they deserve a lot, but he's had a really good year and a big part of why the Tigers have been successful so far. So, nice play by Yaro Pereira to cause a loss of five on that down. Second and 15 from the 42.
Yaro Pereira was our J.P. Carrera player of the game the first week of the season. It is going to be second and 15 from the 42. As you mentioned, it's going to be Beerbaum back in the shotgun with a running back next to him. He's going to go back. He's got Garrison lining up on his left, but he just flips it out. Intercepted right in the middle of the field. He didn't even have any form on that. It was Cam Devlin with the interception. And Burlington right now just really not making much happen. I don't even know who he's throwing it to.
I'm not exactly sure that he does either.
Yeah, just a really kind of a little shot put out into the middle of the field. Didn't really wind up. Didn't look like he had his hands on the laces properly. And just kind of threw it out there. Nice job by Devlin. So far, the Devlin brothers is Skyler with a strip sack earlier in the game. Cam with that big interception right there. So right now, the Tigers, 4:26 left to go in this rather long third quarter. Ahead 13-6 with the ball back on their own 45-yard line. Pominville under center going with that wishbone. But it looks like the Tigers are going to call a timeout. Looks like Coach Smith wants to talk to them a little bit over on that far sideline.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by McIntyre Services of Middlebury on Court Street and Exchange Streets. McIntyre Services, keeping friends warm for over 70 years. Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car care needs and a whole lot more. See them online at mikesautomid.com. That's mikesautomid.com. The A. Johnson Company of Bristol, Sustainable Timber Harvesting and SFI Certified, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon for all your home business and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon.
You know, you have a feeling with this game right now, Bruce, it's not about who avoids the mistakes. You have a feeling both teams are going to make a few mistakes as we go down the line. It really is going to be who takes advantage of those little moments, those opportunities to have big plays. We'll see what happens there. Pominville under center, he's got three in the wishbone, two tight ends down along the line. He's got it. He's going to hand it to his man trying up the middle. There's going to be no gain on the run, as it looks like it was Hutt who got stacked up. And I think it's going to be holding against the Tigers as well. So although the Tigers are feeling good about where they are right now, certainly that was not the way you wanted to start that out.
No, and again, 4:25 left to play third quarter, 13-6. The Middlebury Tigers leading the Burlington Seahorses. Friday Night Football on WVTK. Port Henry.
And it is going to be first down and 20 for the Tigers from their own 35. And the The Tigers are looking over at the far sideline, first and 20, but it does afford them a lot of field to do some things. We might expect to see them potentially go to the air here on this play. We'll see. Pominville coming up under center, not set up to go to the through the air necessarily. No wide receivers, three running backs in the backfield. Pominville has it. He's going to give it over to... on that far side to Deering, who gets hit by a couple Burlington Seahorses, enough to slow him down, and a couple more come up and clean up that play. That's going to be loss of one or two on that play by Paul Deering.
Yeah, Paul Deering did a nice job trying to run left there, but the Seahorses did a nice job getting penetration and really preventing any gain. Actually, a loss of one on that play.
Second and 21 coming up for the Tigers. Remember, they are at their own 34-yard line. They are leading by 7 points, 13-6 over the Seahorses. 3:38 left to go with this third quarter. Pominville under center, two receivers to the left. Now three moving to the right. Three to the right. It's going to be a pitch out to Lade Sheldrick, who unfortunately had to slow up as the ball bounced off his chest. So it's going to be gain of only about two on that play, which is surprising given how well Sheldrick's been doing all night that he didn't get a little more there.
Well, again, Cody Pominville on that play doing a nice job avoiding the really big hit from the Seahorse defensive line coming in there. And third and 20 from the 35 with just about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. And Middlebury leading Burlington 13-6.
Now is not the time to get too crazy, I would think. You're ahead by seven. They do have three wide receivers to the left, one to the right, one in the backfield. But they are going to take a conservative approach. It's going to be Tyler Hutt up the middle. Tyler's going to get knocked down after a gain of about six, maybe seven on the play. And so it is going to be fourth down and very long for the Tigers. One would expect them to punt it away here.
Well, the only great thing about that, he got seven on that play.
Seven
so the good
play.
Thing... for the Tigers, they're assuming that they punt it here. We have to, you know, assuming that. If they do that, they're hopefully going to keep Burlington with not phenomenal field position. Still around a 30.
Sure, one thing that is, you have the dangerous Kevin Garrison there in the back, so one thing you're going to have to make sure, if I were them, I would kind of keep it away from him, maybe even kind of pooch it down the field and see if you can't get some bounces and some funky things to happen there. I would just not punt it away clean to Garrison. And there they are, waiting at the 30. They're going to put it up, almost blocked by a Burlington Seahorse, but not. It's going to bounce at the 20. It's going to take a slight Middlebury bounce, and it's going to be there that it dies, at the 15-yard line, and that's where Burlington's going to take over, looking to see if they can come and tie this game up.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Burlington does on this next series of downs. They haven't really had much going on so far. Middlebury really with the momentum, but on that last series of downs, you got to give Burlington credit, that fake punt that kind of kept the drive going, but fortunately Middlebury was able to stop any damage from happening, and now the Seahorse is taking over at the 15, first and 10. 1:49 left to play third quarter. Middlebury leading 13-6.
Burlington was starting to have some success by getting the ball out to short receivers and then having the receivers make something out of it. That's a kind of hard thing to live by. You have to count on people shedding tacklers and making people miss, but it was working a little bit. And that last pass play was really just a lost play for Burlington. We'll see what happens here. Gunnar Beerbaum's back in the shotgun with one running back. He's going to hand it to his fullback up the middle. He's going to plow forward for a gain of a few yards on that first down run. That was Manny Dodson on that play, stacked up by a gang of Tigers. Looks like he gained only about a yard, yard and a half maybe on that play.
And the Tigers doing a nice job really preventing any gain whatsoever. Like you said, it looks like they're going to give him two on that. So it'll be second and eight from the 17.
Second and eight from the 17, as you say. Middlebury leading 13-6, but Burlington with the ball. It's going to be Beardbaum back in the shotgun. He's going to have one running back with him. It looks like Garrison. He's going to have two wide receivers to the left, two out to the right. He's waiting for it. It comes up. It's in his hands. He's looking downfield. He's got a man open. Gets jumped on by Buxton. That pass was completed by Bailey Miller. Let's see where they mark it. Looks like they gave him about 5 yards on that. It's going to be third and a long three. Nice job there by Buxton getting up on that very quickly. to keep anything more from happening with it.
Yeah, one of the things that we've seen a little bit in this game is some of the Burlington Seahorses being able to make the Tigers miss tackles, and the Tigers did a nice job on that play making that not happen.
Sure, it is third and three from the 22 for the Seahorses. It is Beerbaum back in the shotgun. He's got one running back with him. He's got a couple receivers on his left. They're going to hand it to Garrison on his near side. The Tigers have made him slow up. A flag comes in. We'll see what that flag was for. And it looks like it was a loss of a couple on that run. Nice job there by the Tigers, really holding. Garrison has a tendency to dance a little more than I would have expected. I think that hurts him for being able to get much going on some of his runs. He's had quite a few negative runs tonight.
Yeah, and again, that's a penalty that's going to hurt. That's going to march them back.
See what those flag call is. Looks, I thought I saw somebody indicate a hold there against the offense. We'll see. See what they're going to call. Middlebury's declined that. It's going to be fourth down and three. And one would expect to see the Seahorses punted away here. Fourth and even four, really. We'll expect to see the Seahorses punted away. Sure enough, they will. They have Garrison back standing at about the 10. They have Buxton and Dunn standing at the 45 of Middlebury waiting for the kick. And it is going to be a punt by Garrison. It's going to bounce. Buxton grabs it, puts it on the ground, but able to pick it up again. We'll see. I didn't necessarily see a fair catch indicated, but maybe it was. It is going to be first down for the Tigers on the Burlington side of the field, leading 13-6 with 12 seconds left to go in the quarter.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part by Monument Farms of Weybridge. Your local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value Hardware store, and so much more. J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, always ready to mix. They guarantee a solid finish, too. Call them at 388-6363.
So right now for the Middlebury Tigers, as we're getting close to the end of the third quarter here, real chance to make something happen and put Burlington in a tough spot going into the fourth. This fourth quarter is going to be a doozy. Cody Pavenville, the gang, with a first and 10 at the Burlington side of the field. They're standing at the 47-yard line. Cody's got one receiver to the left, one to the right, three running backs in the backfield. He's got Sheldrick in motion from the left to the right, but he's going to hand it off to Buxton coming from the right to the left, who's able to make a couple people miss and wind his way up for a 5-yard gain to about the 44-yard line.
And this is a pretty big drive in the game, Bjarke, because one of the things that the Tigers have really done a nice job is keeping the Burlington offense off the field.
We'll see if they can do it in the fourth quarter. It's 13-6 on 92.1 WVTK.
You already know County Tire Center is the place to go when it's time to retire your tires. But County Tire Center is so much more than tires. You're under the car care specialist. Everything from regular maintenance to inspections, repairs, and shocks. We're even a qualified hybrid shop. Plus, our shuttle service is always available, so you're never stranded. County Tire Center, with great tire brands like Firestone, Bridgestone, and Nokian. On Seymour Street, across from Fire and Ice in Middlebury, and at County Tire Center.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And with the beginning of the fourth quarter here in week 7, the 3-3 Middlebury Tigers leading the 6-0 Burlington Seahorses 13-6. And Middlebury has the ball on the Burlington side of the field. Second and 6 from the 44. Pominville has it. He's keeping himself over on the right, cutting up, getting close to the sticks, but getting driven back. That's going to be a gain of about 3. It's going to be third and about 3 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
And one of the things I think you can expect Middlebury to do here is to try to keep this drive going. A lot of runs, keep the ball on the ground, and keep that clock moving, because again, assuming Burlington gets the ball back, if they score a touchdown, unless they go for a two-point conversion, the kick only ties it.
Sure. No, this is, we'll see what happens here. Two on the right, two to the left for the Tigers. It's going to be Hutt trying his way up the middle. Did he get it? He did not. He did not get that first down. So right now, interesting call here by the Tiger coaches. It's going to be fourth down. It's going to be well in Burlington area. It was a gain of about 1.5 or so for Hutt. So what do the Tigers do? And they are, again, in the about the 39-yard line of the Seahorses. So they don't have far to go to pick up a first down. However, if they give it up here, Burlington doesn't have it that long a field. They're going to go for it. Pominville under center with four wide receivers. Pominville has it. Hands it off to Hutt. No, he keeps it himself. Big hole over on that right side. Nice job by Pominville. We'll see where they call it down. He started at the 39. Looks like they're going to set it up at the 20. It was a little hard to see with all the bodies, which is why I'm going to use the chain gang to indicate where it was. Went from the 39 to the 20. Exciting radio, I know, as you wait for me. About the 20-yard line or so. So we'll give them a 19-yard pickup on that carry. He was able to stay in bounds for a long time.
Yeah, that was a great play by Cody setting up entrance into the red zone right here.
And Cody has it. He gives it to Tyler Hutt. Tyler manages to take the contact and press forward. What could have been a loss ended up being a nice run on that first down for the fullback. He's gained about four and a half yards there. It's going to be second and about six from the 16 for the Tigers.
Yeah, it looks like they gave him four on that second down and six. And you know the other thing that's kind of an advantage for the Tigers here? It's on the 16. They can also get a first down and keep that clock running.
Absolutely. 13-6. Middlebury leading Burlington here early in the fourth quarter. Middlebury looking to put more points on the board. It's Pominville under center with the running backs of the wishbone. It's Sheldrick working on the right side. Gets tripped up around the laces. That slowed him up enough that the Burlington Seahorses were able to come in and put some hats on him. Really no real gain. Maybe gain of one on that carry. It's going to be about third and five here coming up for the Tigers from the 15-yard line.
And for the Seahorses, this is a pretty big play. If they're able to keep them from getting that first down, Middlebury will be tasked with an interesting decision.
Yeah, I think at this point, were they not able to pick up any yards, I think they'll certainly go for it either direction. I think it's a little long for Jack at this point. It is Pominville under center. He's got it. He's going to hand it off to Sheldrick. Sheldrick pushing forward. It's going to be interesting to see where the officials decide this ball was spotted. I don't think it's quite at the first down, but we'll see here. Yeah, it's going to be a little shy, but Tigers will definitely go for it here. Fourth and about two, almost on the 10-yard line. They will definitely go for it.
Yeah, so they're putting it on the 14-yard line. They're spotting it on the 11. Fourth and one from the 11. This is a big play.
This is a huge play right now for the Tigers. They're able to convert this, as you say, eat more time, eat more field, make it tougher on Burlington to really have much of a chance as we go forward, as much of a chance as we go forward. However, if Burlington's able to stop them, that's going to put a little bit of the wind at Burlington's back. Of course, then they are going to have almost 90 yards to go, even if they get it back. Right now, it's an important enough play that we have timeout called on the field.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK, brought to you in part this season by Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, with a drop-off location in Vergennes. Dedeker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. On Route 7 South in Middlebury, Dedeker Chevrolet, find new roads. And also Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com. And the National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, Hinesburg, and online at nbvt.com.
And right now, the Tigers and the Seahorses are talking it over. Pretty critical juncture in this game, as we just pointed out. And not to belabor it too much, but just to kind of continue to set it up. It is fourth and one from the 11-yard line of the Seahorses. The Tigers have the ball, looking to pick up this first down would allow them to have more downs, eat more clock, and potentially put points on the board. To not pick up this first down, the ball's coming back your other way. Quick snap, as the Tigers so often do. Pominville able to easily pick up the first down. And Burlington just looks stunned. Cody has his way, just coming up and immediately taking that ball and using it. And teams are always flummoxed by that play. And I think Burlington's asking whether they're, how things kind of work that quickly. Ooh, it's going to be a measurement. I thought he had it clearly. It's going to be a measurement. No, it is first down. There you go. Nice job by Cody for sure on that play. And it is going to be first and goal from the 9-yard line. And right now, Cody is going to be in the up under center with his wishbone behind him. Cody has it. He takes it. He's going to keep it himself and roll towards the outside. Try to turn that corner. Is unable to. Gets dragged down there. It's going to be basically no gain on that play. Second and goal from, I think, about the 9. I think it's going to be about the same spot.
Yeah, 8:09 left to go. Fourth quarter. The Tigers leading the Seahorses 13-6. Second and 10 from the 9, as you said. A moment ago, looks like no gain, and that's exactly what happened.
And here they come, men in the wishbone. It is Pompeville under center, no receivers. He's going to turn. He's going to keep it himself. He's rolling out. He's going to throw it long. He's going to get it to Lane Sheldrick. Lane's going to get in for a 10-yard touchdown. Pompeville to Sheldrick. Put it on the board.
What a great play by Cody to kind of just wait till his receiver got open. Throwing a 10-yard touchdown pass. 19-6 Middlebury.
And Lane has been a sneaky receiver so far this year for the Tigers. That would be his 6th reception. He's at 96 yards, but that's his 2nd touchdown of the year. So Lane is a nice little commodity in the passing department for the Tigers. Tigers right now have to feel great about where they are. Right now, Jack Donahue in there waiting on the kick. Waiting to kick, I should say. Ball's down. Kick is up. It is no good. Things are changing a little there, but 19-6, Tigers, 92-1, WVTK.
This is Maureen Conrad, Director of Development with Addison County Home Health and Hospice. For almost 50 years, we've been helping Addison County residents by providing high-quality, comprehensive community home health and hospice care. For all stages of life, we're here to help. At Addison County Home Health and Hospice, we provide more than services for elderly people. Our goal is to keep everyone in their homes and part of the community. We're your friends and neighbors, and we know how important that is because we live here too. Did you know we offer skilled nursing and palliative care? There's also maternal child health programs, high-tech nursing, rehabilitative therapies, including physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. We even offer social work services, free foot clinics, and flu vaccine clinics. Surprised at all we do? I thought so. To learn more about Addison County Home Health and Hospice and our services, please call us at 802-388-7259 or visit acHHH.org. Addison County Home Health and Hospice, proudly serving the community in all life stages since 1968.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
The Middlebury Tigers ahead 19-6 are now in the process of chasing Kevin Garrison all over the field on a kick return. Garrison just lost some yardage after having gained some. Burlington's going to come out first and 10 at around the 16-yard line. And I have to say, one thing we heard about Burlington coming in tonight was they had athletes out on the field to make things happen. We haven't seen that tonight. We have not seen explosive plays. We haven't seen a lot out of them. One has to assume, though, that they do have that potential. If there was any time for the coaches to open up the playbook and look to make some big things happen, they're going to have to do it now. 7:54 left to go in the game. You're trailing by 2 touchdowns. You need to get those people out into space. There's no more time for conservative game planning. There's no more time for just running Kevin Garrison and having him dance in the backfield. You have to get aggressive. You need to work your way down the field if you're the Burlington Seahorses. Have they been in this position this year? Not to this level. We'll see what happens. And right now, quarterback rolling back. He's going to throw it high. He's going to have a chance for one of those things. And just an absolute prayer there. Garrison just had his arms out in front of him. He couldn't see the ball. Once again, you have to put it on one side or the other of the receiver to go get it. And just no chance there. He just kind of reached out. He was never going to catch that.
Yeah, and again, for the Tigers, the one good thing about this situation right now is that you know that they have to pass.
But they got beat. I mean, to be fair, Garrison got behind them. They just can't connect.
Well, they know they've got to pass, and they've got to do it relatively quickly.
Yeah. they have chances. They just have not been able to connect on really anything of any substance tonight. All right. It is going to be second and 10 from the 19 of Burlington. 7:49 left to go in the game. They're trailing by 13. Quarterback's going by. He's going to try for a shorter pass. Excellent coverage there again by Lane Sheldrick. Coming in and putting the hammer down after the catch. It was about a 5-yard gain. Pitch and catch from the quarterback to number 11. I'm forgetting his name because it's been a little while. Ryan Mitchell. So right now it is going to be third down and 5. He's dropping back, looking over their side, going to pass it out to that side again. And looks like they may get the first down on there. Pass went out to number 13. Looks like T.Y. Hilton. Instead, it's Tenzin Kelly with his first catch of the night for the Seahorses.
So the Seahorses painting the sideline there to get that first down, and more importantly for them at this point, stopping the clock.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good idea to use it out there. But even so, first and 10, they're still only on their 32. 7:18 left to go. It is Beerbaum back in the shotgun, looking downfield. He's going to try to paint that sideline again. It looks like it was Detman who slapped that down. Jack Detman slapping that down. Let's remember, Detman had a fumble recovery early in the game, so nice job there by Jack on that play.
The Tigers doing a nice job wreaking all sorts of havoc, not only online, but stopping anything from really getting going here.
Second and 10 for the Burlington Seahorses, trailing by 13 points. 7:16 left to go in the fourth quarter. Burlington 6-0, Middlebury 3-3. You would not know it based on this game at the moment. Passing game in particular has not come together for the Seahorses. Beerbaum dropping back, looking downfield. He's getting pressured. Throws up a real rainbow. He's going to overthrow Garrison again. They're just lobbing bombs out there to see if they connect. And so far, that connection just has not happened.
Yeah, well, that did not work. It was up quite a while, and it was overthrown by about 5 yards.
Again, they have that chance. Garrison does keep getting behind the people. They're just unable to actually connect on it. So right now, the Tigers, again, living a little dangerously, but they're getting away with it right now, and they're ahead 19-6. It's going to be third and 10 for the Seahorses. They're back. They have two receivers off to the left, one to the right, a fullback in the backfield, although the quarterback motions him out. Beerbaum does. It's coming back to Beerbaum. He's rolling to his right. He's looking up. He's going to launch it. He's got a man open if he can connect. He cannot. It's just not looking good out there. They had a man down there. It was Ryan Mitchell. Mitchell couldn't pick it up properly. Ran to his right, ran to his left, ran back to his right. That whole process slowed him down enough, and they're just overthrown from Beerbaum to Mitchell.
And you know what? To make matters worse, there's a flag on the play. It looks like it's holding against Burlington.
It took long enough for that play to develop as Beerbaum rolled out to the outside, the left side. That's where you're going to end up with misses. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I have 19 passing attempts so far for Beerbaum. I have him connecting on 7 of them and throwing another interception. So 7 for 19 with an interception so far. The passing game just has not been there for Burlington, but that's what they need to hang their hat on. And it looks like with 7:04 left to go, trailing by 13, they are planning on punting it. Burlington, there's interesting decision-making here. And they are going to punt it. It's a little bit of a shanky punt, but it's actually going to work out pretty well for Burlington. The ball's going to roll down. It's going to stop at the 28. That's where the Tigers are going to take over. Keep in mind, though, folks at home, 6:55 left to go in this game. Middlebury's leading by 2 touchdowns. Burlington just punted away to them. Understandably, you had to think that you weren't necessarily going to pick up that 10, especially after not having done it with the previous 3. But right now, Middlebury, with the effective run game they've had going, are they even going to let Burlington have this ball back?
Yeah, they may not. I mean, again, they pick up a couple of first downs here. This is over.
So we'll see what happens here. 6:55 left to go. As we said, Middlebury with a first and 10 on their own 29-yard line. Tigers coming up to the line. We're going to expect to see some traditional sets here for the Middlebury Tigers. Not quite, though. A little bit of an offset set. 3 running backs, though. And talk about traditional. They're going to go up the middle with Tyler Hutt. He's going to gain about 3 on that first down carry, and they're just going to work to milk that clock as much as they possibly can. Bruce, we should start talking about what a win here could mean. The quality points index is based on wins you get, but also the wins that other teams have gotten. There could be no better team, with the exception of St. Johnsbury, that the Tigers could beat tonight than the Burlington Seahorses, because they are 6-0. Burlington's also had a little bit of a tough schedule. Therefore, this could be really useful for the Tigers. Pominville has it. He's rolling out to his left. He's getting pursued by a gang of Seahorses who bring him down. Really, for no gain on that. It's going to be 3rd and 9, maybe a loss of 1. So right now, Seahorses with a chance, if they could make a stop here, a chance to then get it back. But time's still ticking away. It's under 6 minutes.
Yeah, and this is a pretty big play in this game, because if Middlebury can get another first down here, you can imagine them taking, by a conservative estimate, another 2 minutes and 30 seconds off the clock.
Sure. Yep, and I expect that they probably won't do anything too crazy here. I would expect them to run it up by 2, but we'll see what happens. It is going to be three running backs, no wide receivers, 2 tight ends down to the line. It is going to be late. Sheldrick trying that right side. Looks like he has a man to miss to try to get more yardage. Is unable to do it. Did get tracked out. Kind of got slowed up around the shoestrings. It's going to go back to Burlington on a punt here. Even so, though, time is not the Seahorses' friend.
And the Seahorses, with 3 full timeouts, their full complement of timeouts, trailing by 13, 5 minutes and 10 seconds left to play, fourth quarter. And are you surprised that they're letting the clock continue to run here?
Well, you know, they put themselves in a tough spot by punting. Because, yes, in theory, you kind of could stop the clock now, but you're going to need those timeouts to try to make up 2 touchdowns. By punting, you put yourself in a very, very difficult position where you don't really even have enough tough touchdown timeouts. Oh, except that they block the punt. The punt goes down and it gets blocked. Oh, boy, Burlington, although they are still in a tough spot, there's no denying that. They definitely get more life here. They are going to have 1st and 10 from the 25 or so of the Tigers. However, they've had this ball down in the Tiger end 3 times tonight without scoring. So they're going to have to show me that they can actually score from this field position before I worry too much about losing 2 touchdown lead.
Well, again, when you get to this juncture in the game, what you want, if you're Burlington, is a chance, and this is their chance. That was a huge special teams play. They need to score, and they need to score quick.
Burlington needs to score very quickly here. They have the quarterback, Beerbaum, back in the shotgun. He's back there. He's going to throw it over to Garrison on that right side. Garrison's got a few blockers. He's also got a man chasing him. It's Sheldrick driving him out after not a huge gain there. A decent little gain, but not a huge one. Looks like it's going to be a 4-yard gain. Maybe we'll give him a 5-yard gain on that run.
And he got out of bounds. So they did give him 5, so it's going to be 2nd and 5 from
the 19. I think Burlington's fortunate that he got driven out of bounds by Lane Sheldrick instead of dropped in the field of play. That probably would have cost them a timeout. Interesting to be running at this juncture when they didn't run it last time. Now they're back in the shotgun. 2 receivers to the left, 1 out to the right, 1 running back with them. And they're going to run it again. Garrison on that right side. Stripping people is going towards that corner. Looks like he's going to be driven out right before the pylon. That was an 18-yard run. It is going to be 1st and goal from the 1.
Well, the Seahorses still have some life here. There looks like they, as you mentioned, Bjarke, they drove him out at the 1. It's going to be 1st and goal from the 1, 4:33 left to play, fourth quarter. The Tigers leading the Seahorses 19-6.
Right now, you're going to see an interesting setup for the Tigers. They're going to come up, and they're going to put their heads right down on the ground. They have their butts up in the air. It's going to look like they're just going to try to drive underneath that offensive line. And they go back. Garrison has it. He tries to launch over. Did he get it? Doesn't look like he... They're going to need to look at it. Doesn't look like he got it. He tried to jump, but got no air time. Looks like somebody must have wrapped him up. It's going to be 2nd down and goal from the 1.
Yeah, and the more important part of this, not only did he not get in, the clock continues to run.
Yeah, how they aren't setting up more quickly. They should just immediately go into an I formation, set up as quickly as they possibly can, and bust this thing in. Time being wasted here by the Burlington Seahorses. Right now they're in that I formation. They're going to give it to the pullback, and he got it. Touchdown by number 44, touchdown by Manny Dodson. And right now, 3:55 left to go. Burlington, this is a extra point that looms very large in this game right now because it is 19-12. If they do not convert on this extra point, it is going to be a 7-point game. If they do convert, it makes it only a 6-point game, and they could win with a touchdown without a 2-point conversion. Here comes, oh, it's going to be faked. It's going to be taken to the left side. He's got one man to beat. He's going to be able to. 2-point conversion by Burlington. 19-14. The 92-1 WPTK.
Celebrate Ram Power Days and the Jeep Celebration event at Foster Motors in Middlebury. Supplier pricing for all continues on all in-stock 2017 and 2018 models. Get great lease deals on the 2018 all-new Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. No money down, $305 a month, 10,000 miles with only first payment due at signing. Available to well-qualified returning leasees with approved credit. 36-month lease term. All deals include a $179 dock fee. Visit Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbard & Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
The MUHS Tigers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Virgins, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WBTK.
The 6-0 Burlington Seahorses seemed like they were basically out of it, not being able to move the ball, not being able to connect, but plays on special teams can make a huge difference. A blocked punt and then a short drive later ended with a one-yard touchdown run by Manny
Dodson.
Dodson, sorry, my chicken scratch messing me up. Followed by a 2-point conversion by Ryan Mitchell. But now it is 19-14. The Tigers just got the kick and they put them in tough field position. It's going to be first and 10 from the 14-yard line. Right now, it is Pominville coming up under center. He's got his people in motion here. He's going to hand it off on that side. Man's going to get tripped up. See who carried that. My guess is from that side, it was probably Sheldrick. Yes, it was. It was Sheldrick with a 2-yard gain. No gain on the play. They're saying no gain here from up in the box. We'll see.
So
either
three,
way, it's going to be second and 10. Go ahead.
3:30 left to play in the fourth quarter. 19-14, Middlebury leading the Seahorses. And this is a big series of downs here.
Absolutely. If Middlebury can pick up a first down right now, they're going to be able to salt a lot away. If they can't, it's going to go back to Burlington. Pominville under center. He's got his three running backs in the wishbone. He's going to hand it up the middle. And Sheldrick bashing it forward for a nice gain there of about 4. However, it's going to be third and about 4 coming up for the Tigers. This right now is a huge play. In some ways, in terms of before the play starts, maybe the biggest play of the game.
And they gave
third
him 6
and 5.
Then.
They gave him well, about the second down, so they gave him, 5 or 4. So it is going to be Burlington taking this timeout because basically they need to save it. If the Tigers are able to pick up a first down here, they're going to be able to salt away enough time that it'd be hard for Burlington anyway. So with 3:06, Middlebury has the ball leading 19-14. However, they're deep in the Middlebury side of the field. They are not yet at the 20-yard line. Burlington right now hoping to keep the Tigers from picking up 4 yards, hoping to force them to give them the ball back.
Well, yeah. And I mean, this is a big play, too, because on the last series, we saw blocked punts.
Absolutely. Yep. So here they come. Tigers coming up to the line. Huge play in the game for Cody Pominville and the gang. Tigers are in their most traditional set. Two tight ends down in the line, three running backs in a double wing. Lane Sheldrick in motion from the right to the left. Palmerville's going to keep it himself, throws it out to Sheldrick, able to pick up that first down. Huge play on that, huge gain on that, about 7 yards maybe. Huge first down for the Middlebury Tigers.
Yeah, great job by Cody running to the right there and picking up the first down. And 2:59 left to play fourth quarter. That is a big, big play.
Absolutely there. And Lane Sheldrick, who's had a receiving touchdown tonight, has touched the ball a lot running it. And well over, I would say, 70 yards at least. Really doing a nice job there. And coaches showed their trust in him by going him on that essential play. It is first and 10 from the 25. Burlington still does have two timeouts. Palmerville under center. They're going to hand it to Sheldrick again, looking to put this thing away. However, there's going to be no gain on that. It is going to be second and 10 coming up for the Tigers, but time keeps ticking.
And boy, we'll see what the Seahorses are able to do here, or when and if they decide to use those timeouts.
And right now, 2:33, 2:32, 2:31. The time is ticking away from Burlington. Middlebury, second and 10 from their own 25. Palmerville under center, three running backs in the wishbone. He's going to go back. He's going to hand it off up the middle. And he's got a running back powering through. Got close to the sticks. That was Tyler Hutt. He may have gotten a first down on that. Saying is a little short. Based on where the man's standing, I would think they're going to have a measurement here.
Yeah, it looks like they may do a measurement, but it looks like he's about a yard short.
All right.
So they're calling it third and one from the 34.
Third and one, which is tough for Burlington because the Tigers could have been picking up yards like this all night. Usually when it's a straight-ahead run by Tyler or Lane, they've been able to pick it up. So right now, got to hope if you're the Tigers you could do that. Right now, this is everything for the Burlington defensive line and linebackers. Palmerville under center. He turns. He's going to try it up the middle. He got it easily, in fact. In the sense, not easily. It was a hard run, but he well is across the line. Nice job there by Tyler Hutt picking up the first down. I think that's going to end up being about it for this game.
Yeah, nice job by the Tigers going right up the middle, and the clock starts. And Burlington was still with two timeouts, but
really interesting decision here not to use the timeout. You're putting yourself in a real bind here. Not sure what you're saving it for. There's certainly time left. There are opportunities left. I guess they're assuming you have to hold them on this one. It's going to be a run up the middle. I expect to see a quick timeout called here by Burlington. That run is going to be for a gain of about 3 for Tyler Hutt. Second and 6 here for Burlington. For the Tigers, it is 1:04 left on the clock. Tigers are leading by 5 points. Burlington desperately needs this ball back. Tigers at this point need to just get a few more yards. Talking it over are the Tigers, as are the Seahorses, deciding what they do. Tigers have gone to a no-huddle set many years ago, but still in these critical junctures do have a tendency to huddle up.
So it comes down to this play really right here. I mean, basically, if they are able to get anything resembling close to the first down, they'll only be able to stop the clock once.
Yep. This is, so 1:04 left to go in the game. Tigers 19-14. Tigers have the ball. Second and 6 on their own 39. Burlington's going to need to hold them here. Tigers just need to pick up this first down. And it's good night, Irene. It is Palmerville under center with his three running backs. He's going to go back. He's going to give it to Hutt, who's trying up the middle. He is going to be dropped. It is going to be third down in about 4, and timeout taken by Burlington. Third and 4, 59 seconds left on the clock. So right now for these Tigers, there is one timeout left by Burlington. And their talk, Tigers are talking over. Burlington's standing there. They don't know what they want to do. They're going to try to stuff the run is basically their plan. Be interesting. Are the Tigers going to pull the old okey-doke here and go with a pitch out or go with a counter? I would expect them to see them do something that they are not expecting. Maybe even roll Cody Pominville out and see, not to have him throw it downfield probably, but to see whether he could catch it, pick it up with his feet with the defense so focused on the inside of the line. When they hammer Tyler Hunt up the middle that many times, you can expect some sort of counter or something else coming off that. Let's see what happens here. 59 seconds. Tigers leading by 5. 3rd and 4 from the Tiger 41. They pick this up. The game is over. Sheldrick in motion. 3 running backs. Movement by Burlington. Movement by Burlington. Utter mistake by the Burlington Seahorses standing there. The play didn't even need to happen. They were so jumpy that they came across the line. Middlebury coach is feeling confident here for sure, as it is going to be a first down. What a mistake on a night where they just weren't able to make everything come together. Did they overlook the Tigers? I don't know. But either way, it's going to be a Middlebury victory. This is going to be a huge pickup in the QPR department for the Middlebury Tigers. For Burlington, not a huge loss, really, as you go along. You're going to be a top seed in the playoff going into the playoffs. But if I'm Burlington, I have to look and I have to say, boy, if Middlebury held us to 14 points, you know, they have not played the strong teams in the state. It's with the exception of Burn Burton, and I have to say Burn Burton right now would crush them. With the exception of that, they have not played strong teams. A Hartford, a St. Jay, that's going to be another task entirely for these Burlington Seahorses. They just got to held 14 points by the Tigers, who, while a decent defensive team, have not been stalwarts. This has been tough for them. Time is tacking down here as the Tigers are just looking to salt it away here. It's going to be 2nd and 11 as Pominville took a knee. He's going to take another one. And here he goes. He's letting it tick down. Let it tick down. Will he even need to take a knee? That'll be it. And that's the end of the game. Middlebury moves to 4-3 with a huge win at Buckhart Field against the Seahorses. 19-14. Seahorses, hard to say drop when your record is this good, but drop to 6-1. We'll be back with the postgame show and the JP Carrera player of the game right after this. 92-1.
This year, have you been dreaming about staying in the warm weather for the winter? You can make your dreams come true at Brandon Auto and RV, Route 7 in Pittsford. Scott has any camper or RV you're looking for, and from famous names like Falcon, Gulfstream, and Travelite. And for the family that loves to get away, pick out your new or used camper early, because at Brandon Auto and RV, they've got the lowest prices in the U.S. and Canada. See them on Facebook and at BrandonRVBT.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, fly, ready, fly, ready. Hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Champlain Valley Properties, the voice of Addison County Real Estate, proudly supports the MUHS Tigers. They're at 70 Court Street in Middlebury. Stop by and see one of their agents, Nancy Foster, Robin Foster Cole, Diana Barthium, Mandy Daly Hodson, and John Snyder White. And they're all MUHS alumni or have students currently attending MUHS. At Champlain Valley Properties, they're ready and willing to assist you with all your real estate needs. Stop by and see them or check their webpage out at champlainvalleyproperty.com.
Make sure your bow is tuned up and ready for the hunt. Stop in to Vermont Field Sports and have Tim tune your bow for that shot you've been scouting for. And don't forget to check out the new PSE and Parker bows and crossbows. You've been waiting all year for this one chance at the perfect shot. Don't miss out. With 30 years experience, the staff at Vermont Field Sports can answer all of your questions. Vermont Field Sports, located at 1458 Route 7 South in Middlebury. Or find us on Facebook at Vermont Field Sports.
Here are just a few reasons why Vermont students choose Community College of Vermont.
Because I can get credit for what I know.
Because it's the least expensive college in Vermont.
Because I want to be a role model for my kids.
Because I want a career, not just a job.
Because I want diversity in the classroom.
Because I get one-on-one advising.
Because I wanted to go to school and work at the same time.
Because I want to avoid debt and stay close to family.
What's your reason? ccv.edu/register.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Well, welcome back to Burlington. It is Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK, a Friday night game up in Burlington as the Tigers have defeated the Burlington Seahorses 19-14 in a game that on paper looked like it might have been a mismatch. The Seahorses coming into the game undefeated, 6-0. The Tigers coming in at 3-3 after losing a tough game to Burton Burton last week in a game 37-6. That admittedly they did not play their game, but they came in here tonight and they stunned the previously undefeated Seahorses 19-14. A huge gain anticipated in the QPR ratings, and it's going to do great things for the Middlebury standings. And so how did we get to that point? Well, tied 6-6 going into the second half. Tyler Hutt with a 7-yard run. Seven plays, 2 minutes and 12 seconds on the clock. Jack Donahue with the kick, making it 13-6 Middlebury. And then with 8:01 left in the fourth quarter, Lane Sheldrick with a 10-yard touchdown reception from Cody Pominville, making it 19-6 Middlebury. And considering the way Middlebury played tonight, you thought it was good night, Irene. But that did not happen. Burlington showing why they're undefeated. They blocked a punt with 3:55 left to play in the game. And then Manny Dodson with a 1-yard touchdown run. And the 2-point conversion by Ryan Miller was good, making it 19-14 Middlebury and setting up an exciting last 2 minutes of the game. And that's exactly what happened. The Tigers picked up a couple of first downs and were able to keep the high-powered Burlington Seahorse offense off the field. And so Middlebury was able to pull out the 19-14 win in a game that has some interesting implications for the rest of the season. Again, the Tigers now moving to 4-3 on the season after beating the Seahorses 19-14. They've got the CVU Red Fox next week with the possibility of going to either 5-3 on the season or dropping to 4-4. So a lot of good things happening for the Tigers by winning this game tonight. Considering how inconsistent they were last week in the loss to Burton Burton, they've got to feel really, really good about themselves after putting on this performance, a performance they really needed tonight in winning this game, beating the Burlington Seahorses 19-14. And Bjarke is back.
Back from a long sojourn. It's dangerous out there, Bruce. We're here with our JP Carrera Player of the Game, Skylar Devlin. And, Sky, first of all, nice game tonight. How did it match up compared to what you expected?
Well, you know, we knew coming in that if we could score 21-19 points up in that area, then we felt really confident that we could win this game because we felt confident on defense. We thought we knew what they were doing most of the time. The coaches really, like, got us all week about the different, adjustments and stuff, and we knew it coming in. We thought if we could put up some points, we could win this game. And so I felt pretty confident going in because I thought we could do it, and we did it, so it's just a great feeling.
One observation I had was that Kevin Garrison did a lot of dancing, I thought.
Yeah.
He did a lot of time kind of. So, I mean, is that something, did you notice that on tape, or is that something that you felt specifically happened because of the great job you guys were doing plugging up holes and really making it tough on him?
On tape, I haven't noticed that. He's usually been a pretty straight line, just right down the hole runner. So I think we did a really good job plugging up the holes and making him bounce around and not giving him those easy lanes. Early in the game, you know, he's getting those. As the game progressed, we started making some adjustments, and we started plugging up those holes, and I thought it really helped with him, you know, not finding a quick hole to hit because he's fast and he's strong. So if we can stop him right off the bat that we felt pretty good.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. Is you've seen the sheet before, as I keep things and keep stats. But as I look at the second half, they actually started giving him more carries as time went on. But each one out of every two carries was for negative yardage. So really good job by you guys. What was it that made you guys so successful tonight? How about let's say this, from the defensive approach, what made you so successful?
I think we really just, all week, the coaches did an incredible job scouting these guys, and they told us, basically, you know, what we need to do to win this game. And I think going into it, we knew what we had to do, and we were just able to do that and make the plays, and that's what it comes down to.
Were you surprised by the lack of hookup on the offensive, on the throwing side from Burlington, their inability to really connect?
A little bit. I wasn't upset about it.
No, I'm sure.
We were able to get some good pressure, I thought. I thought that we were able to pressure the QB well, so he was a little rattled. But, you know, he made some overthrows on some throws that could have gone the other way. So I was glad, but I was a little surprised, definitely.
Yeah, and certainly tall guys like you in his face, as you rear back, you have to kind of throw it up higher, cause some rainbows.
Yaro got in there. They did a great job.
Absolutely. Nice strip sack there along the way, too.
Thank you.
And offensively, I mean, you know, not necessarily a night where you had tons of yards, but you ended up putting it together. What did it look like on that end?
I think, you know, we just stuck with what was working, and I was giving the ball to Hutt.
It was.
And we just rode Hutt, and he played incredible. I mean, he was getting stopped, but he just kept on going. So at the beginning, we were trying to go two tight ends, and they're really stacking in the middle, so we didn't want to get anything going. So we went with splits to kind of spread it out a little bit.
Yep.
We got going with that, and then we were able to incorporate the tight ends back into it and use that as well. But I think going with the split ends really helped us.
And then the wishbone there in the second half really seemed like that was able to get a lot of hats on people in terms of blocking, which worked great. Highlight a couple of people you thought did a nice job tonight.
Oh, man. Lane played great. Yaro, Hutt, both of them played great. Cody played great. The line did a great job holding their blocks. Secondary didn't allow any big plays, which was huge.
Sure.
I mean, we had a great interception by Cam. I can't name anyone. I think it was just a really good team win all around.
Absolutely. It certainly, as you say, nice job there by statistically for a couple brothers there in this process, right? To have a strip sack and then an interception.
Yes,
certainly the Devlin family will be happy tonight. So right now you're looking at 4-3.
Yep.
Big win in the QPR.
Yep.
So as you probably know the system, you get points not just for the win, but also for the wins the other teams have had.
Yep.
So when you beat a team that's 6-0, that's pretty nice.
Yep.
So next week, Saturday game, on the road against CVU, what do you think you guys are going to need to do going into that game?
Same thing we did this week, you know? Just go in, know our adjustments, and just, you know, come in and do our thing. Because I think, you know, if we play our football, we play our best, we can beat anyone. So if we do that, then I feel really confident going into CVU.
And keep rolling in. Do you think in the long run, last question, I know you want to go join the guys. Do you think in the long run it could be good, that Burton game last week? I mean, it's hard to say that can be good.
I think it was tough to lose like that on our last, you know, on our senior game, but
sure.
I think it really made us realize that we're not where we need to be, and we know we're better than that. We know we're not, you know, losing 34-7 to that team ever, whatever it was, every single game. We know we can do better than that. So I think it was a wake-up call to a certain point to be like, hey, we got to get going, because if we play like that, we're going to lose out. So.
And one of the great things was, I mean, even though you lost that, you didn't lose a lot in the standings.
Right.
You know, you're still where you were, and then you get to kind of build with these two games, hopefully, and go into the playoffs with a real head of steam. So our JP Kerr of the game, Sky Devlin,
just so
you know how it works, once you do it once, you can't do it again. So that's it. So nice job on this
Thank you.
And we'll be back with the final thoughts here from Buckhart Field in Burlington. You've listened to the Middlebury Tigers defeat the Burlington Seahorses on 92.1 WVTK.
If you're interested in owning your own home, New England Federal Credit Union wants to make it possible.
Hi, this is Christine from New England Federal Credit Union. Many people today dream of owning their own home, but worry that either they don't earn enough to qualify for a mortgage, or that they won't be able to come up with a down payment plus closing costs. Before you give up on your dreams, ask us about the Home Possible Mortgage Loan. It's a special program designed to help buyers with moderate incomes afford homes of their own. It features a competitive fixed rate, a 3-5% minimum down payment, and closing costs that are lower than other fixed rate loan programs. To find out if Home Possible is right for you or to apply, visit us at nefcu.com or call 1-800-400-8790.
New England Federal Credit Union. We're local, affordable, and on your side. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS numbers 446767 and 623958.
Hi,
This is Mike McGrath from Mike's Auto. Here's just a few things we do. Brakes, shocks, struts, wheel bearings, mufflers, tune-ups, oil changes, head gaskets, front end alignments. What we don't do is Johnson rods, muffler bearings, or flux capacitors because they don't exist. So if your car skips, grinds, wanders, or sputters, give us a call. 388-4138 in Middlebury, 453-5563 in New Haven. Or just hit us on the web at mikesautomid.com. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Make sure your bow is tuned up and ready for the hunt. Stop in to Vermont Field Sports and have Tim tune your bow for that shot you've been scouting for. And don't forget to check out the new PSC and Parker bows and crossbows. You've been waiting all year for this one chance at the perfect shot. Don't miss out. With 30 years experience, the staff at Vermont Field Sports can answer all of your questions. Vermont Field Sports, located at 1458 Route 7 South in Middlebury. Or find us on Facebook at Vermont Field Sports.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Now back to Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And you just listened to the Middlebury Tiger football, Middlebury Tigers, I should say. You can tell it's getting later. Tigers defeat the Burlington Seahorses by a score of 19-14. Middlebury moves to 4-3, but you have to say a pretty strong 4-3 along the way. The only teams they have lost to be fair to the Tigers, they've lost to the best teams in the state, and they have handled everyone else. And so going forward, Tigers, they have one game left. That's going to be next Saturday at 1 o'clock against the Red Hawks of CVU up in Hinesburg. And that's going to be a big game for the Tigers seeding. We'll see what happens with the QPR points this weekend. But that's going to be a huge game. The Tigers have a real chance to roll into the playoffs with a head of steam.
Yeah, they certainly do. And again, you know, you and I were just talking off air. What a comeback.
Absolutely.
What a comeback for the Tigers after the game we saw last week. We knew they were going to make some adjustments. We also knew, even after the first half, that they were going to make some adjustments. But the coaching staff has got to be thrilled with the way that they played this game. I mean, they're Burlington coming into this game averaging 30 points a game, undefeated, putting up some big numbers, and the Tigers were able to hold them to 14 points. That's quite an accomplishment.
Keep in mind, the Tigers allowed them to score a touchdown on the first possession after three plays. So the fact that they were able to survive that, the term we have used so far is scrappy. And yep. That's going to be how they're going to keep going, and they're going to be scrappy all the way to the end. It's going to be fantastic end of the year and for fantastic playoffs here for these Tigers. Super excited about it. Well, for everyone here, we're going to hope to see you next weekend or have you hear us next weekend. We're going to be on the air at 12:30 coming to you from Hinesburg as you're going to listen to the Middlebury Tigers in their final regular season game of the year as they take on the CVU Redhawks. And Any last thoughts before we say goodbye, Bruce?
It was just a great game tonight. I mean, after the way the Tigers performed last week, you wanted them to respond. You wanted them to have a successful game, and they absolutely did. This was a really exciting game to call. And again, I'm really excited. It's going to make the long drive down Route 7, as Dave Sears used to say. It's going to make it a nice ride home. I'm going to get some Java. Think about the big Tigers win.
There you go. There you go. Well, for Bruce Zeman, for Jim Ty back at the studio, for everyone involved with 92.1 WVTK, and for me, Bjarke Sears, I want to thank you all for listening and look forward to for you tuning in next week to listen to the Tigers take on the Red Sox are done. Red Hawks on 92.1 WVTK.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger Football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Vermont Field and Sports for all your sports and hunting needs, and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury. McIntyre Services of Middlebury on Court Street and Exchange Street. McIntyre Services, keeping friends warm for over 70 years. Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car care needs and more. See them online at mikesautomidd.com. That's mikesautomid.com. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol. Sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon. For all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon. Monument Farms of Weybridge. For local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury. Your local True Value Hardware store and more. JP Carrera and Sons Concrete. Always ready to mix and they guarantee a solid finish. Call them at 388-6363. Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat. 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury with a drop-off location in Vergennes. Dedeker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as you own the vehicle. Route 7 South in Middlebury. Find new roads. Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Streets, downtown Middlebury, and at autumngoldjewelry.com. The National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, and Hinesburg, and online at mbmvt.com. LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury. Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. They have parts for the car, truck, boat, and even the 18-wheelers. Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury. Looking for a new home? Visit ChamplainValleyProperty.com and see their videos on their YouTube channel at Champlain Valley Properties VT. Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Community College of Vermont, where high school students can earn free and transferable college credits at any of their college's 12 campuses or online at gotocollegevt.org. Countryside Carpet and Paint of Middlebury, your one stop for flooring, paint, and window treatments. Stop in today and decorate the countryside way. County Tire Center on Seymour Street in Middlebury, your trusted source for all your automotive and tire needs. County Tire Center, 802-388-7620 or at countytirecenter.com. Brandon RV on Route 7 in Pittsburgh. Let them keep you in the sun all year long with a quality RV and at prices lower than any other dealer in the U.S. or Canada. Lathrop Forest Products, with over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont, they have the skills and capability to consistently harvest timber. And Addison County Home Health and Hospice, providing quality home care to the residents of Addison County since 1968 on Route 7 in New Haven. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.